Microphone check 1 2 1 2. Bust out the first air horns of 2019. Special mix by Saturn Boulevard. In the motherfucking building on the ones and twos.
We got Rossi Rock.
Yo.
We got White Will.
How do you know how many people you have on here?
Here, I have it on this. It'll pop up. It'll say, like, how many.
Whoa! Just checking the mic.
Mic sounds good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, my goodness.
Dice rolling motherfucking radio.
Episode 32.
I'm back out my coma, waking up on your sofa. When I park my Range Rover, slightly scratch your Corolla.
Hey.
Okay, I smash your Corolla.
Yeah, but
this is how we feeling in 2019. We coming in hot.
Hella hot.
Ask me why I came over.
New goals, new things to do. One more
fucking I can own you. Haha.
Night in October. Pussy
head. New music.
You can probably hear it better in the earphones.
You want them?
I just needed them so I can hear the music.
Yeah, then you can get the full-on experience with the headphones in.
Yeah, that shit was clear as fuck.
Ha ha! Oh yeah. Oh shit. My bad. I didn't realize how loud it is.
He's like,
oh,
pump up. My bad. I didn't know.
I was like screaming in that shit.
Yeah.
Ha ha!
Well, welcome everybody, Dice Roller Radio in 2019. We made it this far. Still going on, stronger than ever. Thank you to all the listeners, old and new. If you are a new listener, I'll go by Will B. Will B the Don. Join with me. As always,
Still Up Suave. Rottweiler, Swap City.
Hey.
Got some very special guests with us again. Let them introduce themselves.
I'm White Will.
White Will's here. And we got one more special guest. But we don't know. He's kind of mic shy right now.
He's mic shy. Yo,
I'm Rossi Rock.
I need a brewski.
CeeLo's in his Kanye bag.
Hey,
now he switched to his Tory bag. Feels weird being here on a Wednesday. Usually record on Mondays, drop this shit on Thursday.
Feels good.
But we here live, man. New atmosphere. We here in Whiskey Locker. Moved out of the old spot. Now we're going to be taking our talents on the road.
Are you really out the...
Out the Sparta spot. Yeah.
I like this spot, dude. There's room in here.
There's a lot more room. It's not as hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, only thing I don't like is parking.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
And we got to hold the microphones now.
Right now, for the meantime. Yeah, there's a couple things missing. Some more headphones, some of mic stand.
I'm going to just complain the whole fucking podcast about the new spot.
Damn. It's a little mess. We got hella wires all over the place. But it's okay, you know. We manage. We're improvisers over here.
Yeah, send me the MP3. I'm going to play it right now.
We got hella shit to talk about, you know. 2019, January, technically the 9th, but by the time this drops, it'll be the 10th. We're already 10 days into the fucking new year, and there's just been so much fuckery.
That's a wild thought, bro.
A lot of
the
shit.
The first week is already over. I didn't even think about that shit.
Technically, yeah. That's
damn.
Crazy.
First week?
Like full week of January. It feels like January is going by pretty fast already.
Yeah, it feels like just yesterday I was fucking counting down to fucking 10.
Like just yesterday I was 13.
It was like yesterday I walked into my elementary school. And then here I am today, grown as fuck. It's wild.
Can't even believe that. It's about to be fucking 2020. Give us like 360 more days.
That's crazy. Last year I felt like January went for like 3 months. Like it was long as fuck. And then summer came.
With 3 months and then it was April?
Pretty much. And then like May came in and then June and then after that, Christmas. No, the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas were so fucking fast.
Yeah, that shit was hella fast.
That shit blew the fuck by. Like 1 minute fast. You're eating like Thanksgiving and then like on fast forward you're like eating practically the
I
same
feel like
food.
People still had Halloween decorations up on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I meant like mad fucking leftovers, not just like posted. That's nasty. Think about it.
I literally ate leftovers at John John's house like fucking a week straight. Damn. I was over there every day.
Hey, we got some new shit, by the way.
Okay. Some exclusive joints. Hold on, let me get the motherfucking soundboard ready. We got
coming in super hot.
Yeah.
Hey, Rossi, you know you got to do this shit justice, right?
You got to perform right now?
You got to perform. Live performance by Rossi. Very exclusive. Drip, drip, drip. You know Tory Lanez wanted to fight Royce the 5'9"? Do you think that would have been a, like, I don't know. That's like a old guy, like an OG fighting like a young guy out here with so much energy.
A fist fight?
Like a fist fight, yeah. Well, because it was some internet shit, and, like, Tory was, like, freely using Suck My Dick, and Royce was just like, all right, remember, you said that. Now, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, making him, like, rethink what he said. Just, I don't know, it was just random.
Dap each other
there's a lot of random shit that happened. A lot of random shit that happened within the new year. But what do I hear right now? This is a new exclusive joint by White Will.
You a fool for this one?
For that 20K show. This is a Dice Roller Radio exclusive.
Exclusive.
They didn't know me, now they know my name. Hey. They didn't know
me, now they know having an exclusive name. Little giveaway on Saturday. They didn't know me, now they know my name. Right here in the same spot we're recording. 3046 North Parkway. Whiskey Locker.
Pull up. Pull up on us. Ah. They didn't know me, now they know my name. Flying out to LA with the boys. I'm that motherfucker making noise. Hey, flexing up like I was taking roids. Yo, shout out Ritzy, produced this. Oh. Burning CD, selling
on my job. I was in the studio. Taking steroids, man. It was crazy. I had called my mom.
Yeah, I told her that I'm gonna do it. Didn't even say that in the mic. You're sad.
I didn't want to get that
on. I want to get that on wax. They didn't know me, now they know my name. Didn't have a car, I took the train.
Video looking crazy.
Oh yeah, video crazy.
You recorded this a long time ago, right? Like a long time ago.
Well, this is supposed to be on the main Chambalan, and that was like back in May. So
you know, it was funny. I thought it was on the main Chambalan, but then I went back and listened to it. I think it was the second song. It was after the Tecate jacket. You know what song I'm talking about?
Hoochie Love?
No. What's the second song?
Hoochie Love.
Or what's after that then?
Oh, you were probably thinking it was Wide Awake.
Yeah, Wide
it
Awake.
It has that same vibe.
It kind of had that same vibe.
I didn't know if I was going to put Wide Awake on there just because I feel like it didn't fit. Like, Know My Name and Wide Awake should have been on the same project.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is sick. This is OG, bro.
Oh, no, I met dude. I forgot his name. But, like, I was at Fairfax, and I met
Jay him. Fresh.
Yeah, Jay Fresh. Yeah. And then, I met him and Dom, and they were at the Hundreds right there on Fairfax. And they were, like...
That was a long time ago, right?
Mad long. So it was, like, 2013. Damn, yeah, fucking 5 years ago. Yeah, that doesn't even seem I know, right? 2013. I thought that was a trip, but yeah, no, I met them over there in Fairfax. I seen a lot of people on Fairfax.
I met Dom on Fairfax a couple times.
I mean, yeah, Dom there. I seen what's his name? Freddie Gibbs was there on there. I met Boosie, the guy that plays Boosie from Longest Yard, the Mexican dude, Boosie, bad like fucking Boosie. Yeah, I seen him there.
I seen Chip the Rip there.
I seen Vince Young there, random as fuck, too.
Vince Young, the football player.
Really? Vince Young was there, too. Yeah, damn. I seen mad people.
I think I seen Tyler, the Creator, and Donald.
They're like normal people.
Or not Jasper.
Like, Jasper. We seen Jasper one time.
I seen Carter one time. I remember it was me and my girl, and fucking he, like, threw a fry at my girl, and then he was, like, smiling at her all creepy. And then, like, he looked at me all stupid, and then he, like, flipped me off, and then he was laughing about it, and I was just, like, laughing, too, because I was like, fuck, like, I don't know what to...
Oh, you should have fired him.
That's weird.
That's weird. I know he's
I don't
weird.
Give a fuck who you are,
who,
like...
Who did that?
Like, he was, like, Tyler, the Creator.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fired. Different. I thought you said Jasper.
No, not Jasper. It was, Tyler was there at the shop, and he was just, like, being a fool, and, like, you know, like, this is when they were, like, at their peak, too, like, the fucking, They are out of here at this point. The OF tape 2 dropped, I think, around that time.
Imagine if you would have just, like...
Oh, I would have, like, if I didn't know who he was, like, oh, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, I just checked him in front of his own shop, and he just starts fucking... I don't even know how he would have reacted.
My sister says she ran into Angelina Jolie on Melrose, wow. the other day.
That's crazy.
That's like seeing a unicorn.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that's way better than a unicorn.
That's funny. No, dude, Angelina Jolie, that's nuts. What the fuck is she doing just roaming around? She's buying stores.
Yeah,
she's way too big of a star to be like roaming around.
Buying blocks.
I've seen people places as well.
Done things
here and there.
I like stuff.
Just being regular people.
I've seen things also. I've seen dead celebrities.
Oh, shit.
You ever seen a dead celebrity?
Tupac.
No.
Yeah, Coachella.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, facts. Yeah, you seen him on the...
Way to go. That was a good one.
Didn't they... There was another time they used the hologram.
That was a good one. That was a good retort. Yeah. I've seen Tupac.
I think Dirty Bastard, too, right?
ODB. Yeah, Rock the Bells.
Mm-hmm. I Rock the Bells. They had an ODB hologram.
I seen that.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was
that's
that.
Crazy.
Was it just which one was better? Which hologram was better?
I think they put more energy into the Tupac one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they?
That was a surprise, too.
I saw ODB
too.
A lot closer than I saw Tupac, because with Tupac, I was, like, way far.
That was more of a surprise, I feel like, because I think they kind of announced the ODB. They were, like, saying,
but
like,
I was, like, week 2
one.
Coachella, so, like...
Oh, so you already knew. Yeah. Oh, okay, fuck.
Coachella's coming up.
Surprise. That lineup is crazy.
The lineup was kind of all right.
It's all right. Yeah, I was going to say, like, I thought it was okay. I mean,
but you probably just get more hype over shit like
Los Tucanes is going to be there. I thought that was crazy.
Who?
Los Tucanes.
I don't know who it is.
Some band from TJ.
I mean, Childish Gambino is cool. I feel like that's cool. That's a cool headliner.
You know what I heard was that Spanish music is streaming like more than any music like in the world from any country right now.
Shout out Drake.
I can see that. That guy,
that was already happening before he came in. He always does that kind of shit.
Yeah. I actually listened to that Bad Bunny dude's album that dropped like a few weeks ago. Yeah, thought Bad that Bunny was pretty good. Fire. It's like the Latin trap is kind of like coming up.
Who else? Yeah. J Balvin,
Ozuna, mm-hmm. Bad Bunny. Yeah. There's hella fools.
There's a lot of you guys out there too.
Yeah.
So. There's a lot of you guys. There's a market.
Yeah, Ozuna.
There's a market for you guys.
Damn, but I think
the hip hop like kind of crossover, like the hip hop pop.
Do you have any joints pop. Like that? Like, or have mm-hmm. you like experimented with something like that?
No.
With the fucking Caribbean style or like the fucking reggaeton style?
Nah.
But we do got that one.
Which one?
That one.
That one.
Did you do like an all-star track, like a 5 heads, and then one of them speaks Spanish the whole time?
Yeah, there's a couple of those out there.
It's possible.
You know, Drake had a Spanish song like a long time ago.
How long ago?
Like, bro, 2010.
I was say before he got like super famous, or
well, he's been famous for like over a decade, so.
That's why too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's super
somewhere
famous?
In there?
Super famous is like
you Angelina can't go out, Jolie.
You can't go outside. You know what super famous is? I read this thing about Michael Jackson, bro. It was like recent. Where like
fake
he had to,
or
he
fake
had
grocery
to,
store.
Yeah, the grocery yeah, store. That shit that. Was nuts. I was just like, dude, that sucks, bro. Like he had to, because he can't just go to a grocery store. Bro. He's Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he knew somebody that pretty much closed off a whole grocery store for him, so he can go into a grocery store and shop like a normal person.
That's hard.
But then he hired people to pretend like they didn't know who he was. So
that's
they,
weird.
So he just wanted like, the feeling.
So, yeah. So it's like either he hired people or he had people that he knew help him with this, and they were like shopping, like pretending they didn't know who he was. So it's like Michael just walking down the aisles, just picking out Frosted Flakes and whatever, you know, just whatever
what
the fuck
got.
Michael Jackson eats.
That's crazy. I feel like I know.
That's fame. That's famous, like to where you can't even.
What do you think he eat? He ate
baby blood, calories.
I feel like he ate like tofu or something.
He looks like he's like fucking halibut or something. I don't know.
He's a pescatarian. I was talking to Sauce about Michael Jackson Moonwalker, that movie. Where it has like 5 music videos in one, and then there's the one where like he puts on the mask that's like the rabbit or the donkey or something, and he's just like he becomes like this claymation like rabbit character, and he's just all like running around. He's like being chased. You know what I'm talking
about? Didn't he die like right after that was made?
Michael Jackson.
He
Moonwalker?
Died like right after his document or like.
Oh, was that
the,
after he died?
The This Is It.
Moonwalker is from when
tour?
We were little.
Yeah, he was about to go on tour. And
oh, okay. I'm thinking about This Is It.
The This Is It, and then they put out the movie basically like right after he died, because it was like basically behind the scenes of like the tour rehearsing and shit like that. So they put that out like right after he died.
You think? Yeah, that's crazy. Mm. Shout out Macaulay Culkin.
Okay. He's low-key surfacing back. He looks crazy.
He's actually more normal than I thought he would be.
Yeah, but he looked crazy.
Yeah, he does look crazy.
You had really low expectations after Home Alone?
I did.
He looks like Heath Ledger in the Joker.
Because look at all the other child stars. Like, fucking weird, bro.
Child stars look looking weird.
Hella weird.
Because they'd be like, it just looks like they didn't grow, like, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's like a cause or an effect.
Fucking child stars. Who knows, man? Those are all crazy ass ones.
Getting raped and shit. Like, that's wild, bro. Like, who's the dude that got, who's the one that, like, what's his name?
You know.
I forgot the name. Oh, fuck. What's his name? He was in Lost Boys. They both had the same name, and then one of them died, and then the other one started talking about, like, what happened. Like, started coming, like...
I don't know,
man. It was a...
There's hella weird shit that be happening. Like,
it's all getting exposed.
Yeah, everything is coming to the surface.
Like, you can't even start... Like, I'm not... Yeah. You can't even start this year without even, like, mentioning, like, the R. Kelly thing. That,
yeah.
Have you guys, like, looked
exactly.
up...
Yeah, that shit's wild.
No. The 6-part documentary series,
fucking
basically.
Documentary on R. Kelly.
Lifetime put out a 6-part documentary series about... It's called Surviving R. Kelly. That's and it's like these women who have came out and basically are sharing their stories of how he treated them. It was basically like a sex ring, basically. Like they were showing like these women were being manipulated and like taken away from their families and being like and they were super young too, so it was like some super predator shit. And there was like people saying like he would go to the high schools and like try to like, you know, lure them in, because it's like, first of all, it's R. Kelly. You know, who's not going to be like, that's fucking R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And like... If he's like saying sweet nothings to you, especially to like younger women, it's work. Is, you know,
I seen this interview with Nick Cannon. He was talking about how R. Kelly isn't like, he's not a sophisticated individual. You know, he's like he's not intelligent at all. That's what he was basically saying.
I would imagine.
So it was like, I'm not saying what he was doing is right at all. Like it was it's shitty, you know. But he was saying that like he only connected with young girls.
Yeah, it was a thing for him.
Like,
he
couldn't have a conversation with somebody older, you know, that was a little wiser than him, you know? He couldn't even read. That's what he was saying.
You can't read.
That shit's wild.
But he wrote so many good songs.
Did he write them?
I think he did write them. He wrote a lot of people's songs. He wrote songs for Aaliyah. Like, he wrote AJ Nothing But a Number, which is sus now, if you think about it.
AJ Nothing But says it all right there.
He wrote AJ Nothing But a Number, and he somehow legally but illegally, because he forged documents, married her at 15.
Huh.
And you know what else that documentary showed me that blew my fucking mind? And like, I felt a type of way about it, but not so much as I should because I was a little ass kid. But there's, you know, that pose by Lil Kim. There's like this infamous poster of her.
Yeah, she's
dropping
squatting.
Her eagle. She's squatting.
Yeah.
She was 16 when she took that picture.
Really? They
put that out. And I was looking at that. I'm like, whoa, dude, that's crazy. Because as a little kid, I seen that shit. And I looked at it and I was like, dude, like, I thought that was a grown ass woman.
That's crazy.
And then I'm sure
that's an iconic pose.
That's
bro.
An iconic pose, exactly. But she was 16.
I got that poster on my wall in my house.
Yo, that poster, down? That poster reminds me of Meet the Parents. Remember when he Greg goes into the brother's room, yeah. And he has the poster right there, Lil Kim.
That's crazy.
You don't remember, bro?
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
because he's borrowing her brother's boxers, and the dad walks in, and then he has a pipe.
Yeah, the little pipe.
And then the little Kim poster's right there in the back. I always remember that.
That's
movie.
Nasty, though. Yeah, just like,
that's wild, though. I didn't know she was 16.
Yeah, it says she was 16 in that pose, bro.
That changes a lot.
Hearing about all that shit when he was like when we were younger, like I remember hearing about R. Kelly doing crazy.
Dude, he
shit,
peed
like,
on a woman, and he got and it was physical evidence, and he got like. Pretty much the case was dropped.
The Chappelle Show, bro. Remember when he did the skit about that?
The Boondocks,
I'm
going to
pee
too.
On you. I'm going to piss on you.
The Boondocks had a pretty good episode about it. And they people were playing clips from like, because have you guys watched the Boondocks?
Yeah.
And that whole R. Kelly episode?
Yeah.
It's funny because like Huey, the main character, because they were like dancing and shit because like everybody was like, you know, free R. Kelly, blah, blah, blah. And even like the girl was like, you know, I'm not grown, but like I have common sense. If I don't want to be pissed on, I'll move out the way and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then Huey was like telling people to stop dancing and shit. Like, you get some help for this man, do all this other stuff. And everyone's just basically telling him to shut the fuck up. And like, we're supporting R. Kelly because he makes dope ass songs. And that was like in 2002, bro. Like, that's when all that shit happened. He's put out a bunch of songs and collabed with so many people. And I think that's what a lot of people are knocking a lot of people. And, like, you know, we talk about everything being exposed now. A lot of shit is coming to the light, and a lot more people are involved than we thought. And
like, as far as co-signing him by doing music
with
him.
Yeah,
after
or, like, just or turning
really
a blind eye. Turning a blind eye towards shit, too.
Like, somebody else's business, not your fucking business.
That too. That's another thing. Like people,
it's only nowadays
like,
where people will try and connect you to some shit because, like, what the fuck? Like, that's his business. You guys, there's charges placed. I'm not a fucking police officer.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do? Arrest him?
Yeah.
Tell him to stop.
But
his
still,
name's popular.
Though,
is worth money.
I mean,
I'm putting him on my song.
If he's running like a, or not, maybe not running, but if he's in,
I don't feel like
the
midst that might not have been as public.
Sex ring, like an underage.
Yeah, he's grabbing like little girls,
yeah,
like under 18.
Yeah, if he's into, like, sex trafficking, I can't support that.
Yeah,
fuck
I don't support that.
Well, see, even right now, what I said, I didn't say as if I was supporting that.
Yeah,
but you guys are talking to me like as if
no,
I was.
Like,
you know what I mean? So it's like, all I'm saying is, back in that time, if that shit surfaced, you like, what are you gonna do? Stop him?
Yeah,
that's his problem.
I'll probably never see him. Just like, it's like Bill Cosby, all that shit that was going on like this last couple years.
Yeah.
I don't really want to deface his character.
I've seen some shit. Jeff Ross said some shit on a old ass roast of Emmitt Smith. It was
Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith had a roast. I thought that was
How do you roast Emmitt Smith?
That's what I said.
You can't
too.
Make fun of Emmitt.
That's crazy.
Me and Emmitt Smith got the same
people birthday. Were making fun of other people of Emmitt Smith. Like, they were making fun of Troy Aikman and Jerry Jones and like all this stupid shit.
Were they there?
Emmitt Smith, I mean, what's his name? No, not none of them actually were there, but I think Michael Irvin was there.
Yo, someone pointed out that Troy Aikman looked like the Caucasian Jay-Z, and there was a picture there, and I was fucking dying, bro. Looked just like
he does
him.
Have some, like, attributes. But Jeff Ross went up there, who's, like, usually on all these roast shows, and he was just, like, talking shit about R. Kelly, and this is old as fuck, too. That's why it's even, like, crazier, but he was just like, damn, like, R. Kelly would have got away with it, though, if he had, like, a fucking, like, priest necklace on. And then I seen some shit, too. He's like, you know, okay, we're going to call it Surviving R. Kelly, but when are we going to see Surviving the Church or the Catholic Church or some shit like that because of all the sexual, like, cases or sexual...
And the priest and shit.
Yeah, priest, yeah, all that shit. It's, like, brushed under the rug and shit, too. And there was a lot of shit from them that got exposed, like that they've been pressing the Pope. Like, a cardinal came out and was talking about all the things that have been going on, and like it gets brushed under the rug, and the Pope knew all about it. So the Pope is pretty much being Sandusky, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
who's that?
He was Sandusky? A Penn State coach.
What happened to him? I remember
One of his coaches were like bringing in like little boys into the locker room and like doing his things with it. Joe Paterno was the coach that like he was like the head coach. He's like the most winningest head coach.
Yeah, in I know who
college
Joe
football.
Is. Yeah, he wasn't involved in it. He just turned
no, but
a blind
he knew
eye
about
it.
Yeah, because he knew about it. He turned a blind eye to it, and because it happened
I feel
in the
like
facility
in that situation, you definitely have to step up, especially if you're in an authoritative position over somebody. Like you got to step in there.
And I think that's why a lot of people are like coming after like certain heads. Like
Like if you have something to do
for all that, didn't he?
If you do something did, right? about it,
well, yeah, he got fired, and they stripped him of all his records. Does it look extreme, but like that was like what happened though.
But if I'm trying to come on and I don't really know what R. Kelly's doing, but I think he's a little sus and he's more famous than I am, I'm making that song. I'm not asking too many questions. But if I'm Joe Paterno and one of my fucking assistant coaches is touching little boys in the bathroom, you got to step in right there.
One person got killed in particular was like Chance the Rapper because he was on the docuseries and he was talking about like, I feel like, you know, I regret ever making a song with R. Kelly. But it's like, this was like recent that you made a song with dude, and it's, you know, with everything that you knew about
that's
him,
crazy.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he said he like always figured he was like off in a way, but like it's the fact that he's R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he put all that to the side and still worked with him. But then now he's coming on. But now that he's like out here, like now he's out here, like, you know, getting, you know, putting his feet to the fire.
Just because
now he's coming out here trying to save his
I heard
ass.
They asked Jay-Z to be on it. He said no.
No.
I feel like that was a smarter move. To
that was
not
smart.
Even
yeah.
Be on it.
And, you know, might as well not even be a part of it, you know. If
Fiesta.
Fiesta.
That's a banger.
That's a banger, yeah. Fucking 6 in the morning with Cassidy. That's another one.
Cassidy was...
He was out here wearing a mask, bro.
In the morning.
He called himself the Pied Piper.
Hotel, motel. Yeah, that shit was a banger.
I don't know.
The Pied Piper, y'all. Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know, but does R. Kelly still get played by you guys? Like, do you guys listen to his songs the same?
I don't fucking listen to R. Kelly anyways.
I feel like I never, like, I knew the songs. Like, you can't.
You can't not know
R. Kelly songs. Like,
you guys listen to Ignition, Bump and Grind.
Of course.
There's one big song that he has that I know all the words to, but I can't remember how it goes. I remember what the video looks like.
Ignition?
Though. No, not Ignition. It's a real happy song, and a man, there might be like a wedding going on in the video. I can't remember.
There's one.
Step in the Name of Love.
Yeah.
You know a song that I always fucked with was I wish. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That one was hard.
Yeah.
Where he's like singing and he's like on top of like a building.
He's like in heaven or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like,
he made I Believe I Could Fly.
Middle School Assembly.
Man, Space Jam.
Space Jam, I Believe I Could Fly. Classic.
That's crazy.
Nasty man, bro. Oh well, you find out one day, right? But damn. Then I don't know. I just don't like how people are like shaming dude, and like when they were just with him, but now he's getting torched by the public eye to save
character.
Their ass.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Like that's just doing, which is fucking low. I mean, if you feel that way, just keep that shit to yourself.
Keep yourself.
You
exactly.
Like, you don't got to come out. Nobody's gonna think you're a fucking weirdo because you made a song about somebody who is a weirdo and you didn't know anything about it.
Exactly.
Like nobody's gonna.
Now you look crazy.
He's
like trying to like disown this person or something.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Like
you were
just
in
with
the studio
him.
With him.
Exactly, yeah. And that's why I wasn't really fucking with either.
Your lips touched the same blunt his lips did. Shut the fuck up. Y'all were homies.
That's crazy. Yeah, man, 2019, man, it's already off to a crazy start. First of all, how was everyone's, like, New Year? Did everyone do anything cool?
Fun.
Fun shit.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Family shit.
Family.
Dude, you guys like stay up, watch the countdown with your families or that? Or?
I was watching TV on the couch. Wasn't really
you didn't watch
doing
the countdown?
Shit. I think I might have, but
fuck?
It wasn't like nothing too crazy.
Yeah, no, I remember. Fucking, I was at some fucking random, like, I was at the Travis Cup thing. Yeah, I was at this fucking Stilo.
Oh, yeah, you pulled up like right after.
Right
after my shit.
Did you guys do a countdown?
They did.
Well,
it was pretty lit, too.
Hell yeah.
Like, during Los Shadows set.
Yeah, they were performing, and then, like, they stopped, and then they did the countdown.
That's
and
tight.
Then, yeah, it was a...
Rossi's over here watching
that's
fucking Cops on TV.
Probably was watching Cops, yeah. That's a good show. Or Live PD. Live PD is the new one. That one's pretty good. Oh, you know what I got into? First 48, bro. I fucking love
that
show, bro.
That show is tight. Okay, they're always telling on each other.
Yeah, always.
Within 2 days. Literally 2 days, they're already telling on each other. they're fucking handing that blame off. Like,
it was like a confession show or what?
First 48, like, these policemen have to figure out, have to solve a, like, murder. It could be a murder. Most of the time, it's a murder.
And they don't even torture nobody or nothing. They just put them in a room in a chair with themselves, and then they fucking, right when they walk back in the room, all right, I know who did it. Fuck it.
So they just separate the people that are in the shit. And then everyone tells their story, and then they try to put the puzzle together.
That's,
you know,
called a prisoner's dilemma.
This is like a real, like,
and they'll leave them waiting in that fucking interrogation room for hours.
They don't even interrogate
them;
they just leave them in the room.
So this is like real, like,
no, these are real cases.
Real cases. Okay, okay. I was like,
their faces might even be blurred out and shit, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might. Yeah. They
have. But yeah, that's called it's called a prisoner's dilemma. You separate two people that. And, like, the odds of them telling on each other are higher because they don't get to communicate.
Well, yeah, because I mean, it's like a psychological thing. Because, like, I remember, like, I heard something where I know cops will put you in a cold room because it makes you more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, like, when they put
you
in
there with your thoughts. And
so
shit.
You're just, like, they'll have you chilling in there in a cold-ass room, and you're just in there with the chills, and you just get super uncomfortable. And it's funny because, like, I thought about that, like, when I'm in school or something, and the room is, like, super cold, and, like, you got these bright-ass lights and shit, like, I feel off. Like, I don't like how that feels. I can imagine being interrogated for some shit that, especially if you actually did do something, and you're just trying to keep your composure, and you're just in this uncomfortable-ass atmosphere. You don't know what the other homie's saying or whatever.
That's the real sticky part. Like, if you can't sit in a cold room with bright lights after you just murdered somebody, you shouldn't be fucking murdering somebody.
Facts.
But the real problem is you got your homie over there, and he's murdering people too. So both of y'all are a little suspect characters, you know? So it's like, can I really trust him as much as I think I can? That's where it gets sticky. You need to talk about that before.
You don't know what he's saying to them, and he could be making a deal while you're over here trying to be like this loyal to the soil kind of guy.
Yeah.
Oh. Sucks.
That's why you don't fucking.
I'm already stressed out just thinking about it.
I'm stressed out, like, bro. Thinking about it. That's a crazy show.
Hella.
But then, yeah, dude, fucking, yeah, don't kill people with people that you. You know,
just don't kill people in general.
Just don't kill people.
He's over here making that criteria.
Or if you are going to kill somebody.
Let's stop killing people in 2019.
Unless they deserve it.
They deserve it.
The death penalty? You're going to pull on that? Like,
I don't know about that.
Probably just stay.
What else is going on in 2019? That
it's like, what, is this
days?
The fucking 8th? What day is it? It's the 9th?
It's
ninth.
Actually 1-9-19.
Do you guys really feel a difference?
No.
I felt the difference like in like towards end of November, beginning of December. I was like, yeah, I already know 19 is going to be fucking weird and dope.
I thought, 19, I feel like a lot of shit should get executed.
It gives you like a fresh perspective, like coming to the new year. It's like the same reason why if you want to start working out at the gym, like you start on a Monday rather than a fucking Wednesday night or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like the feeling of things, the atmosphere of society, right, I don't really feel like there's been big shifts.
The government shutdown, partially.
I didn't feel that at all.
For what?
Because
I felt that.
Trump wants the border wall to be funded. And he's throwing a fit because he can't get nothing, and all his supporters are like
the Democrats are taking over.
No, because like all his supporters are just kind of like
Democrats are getting taken
get on
over.
His ass right now, talking about like, yo, 2 years, bro, where's the wall? Can't get funded, so now he's making a national crisis. He did a State of the Union yesterday, pretty much explaining like why we need a border and how dangerous our southern borders are, and like, you know, all the drugs and the. All the terrorism and like all this evil shit is going on,
yeah.
And it's just it's crazy because he's really trying to flex fear on people right now.
Oh,
and
that's America's go-to.
Exactly,
fear-mongering
but like,
is like I mean,
more than ever
America,
because
that's like
best
that's
way
historical.
People.
Yeah, that shit. That's the best way.
Yeah,
tell people something they're scared of and tell them you can fix. You're the guy that can fix it.
Yeah,
that's how you control things. Religion,
and that's why he shut it down because he's like, I want five. I think it was like $5 billion. Is what he wants.
$5 billion
to build a wall.
How many yards of wall is he going to build?
He wants that shit to be like 10 feet. And I don't, I mean, obviously,
is he trying to get it? I think he's trying to get like El Chapo to pay for it.
He wants like all concrete. He wants the Mexican government to pay for it, but then he's asking like Congress for $5 billion.
Well, he
just
throws fits when he doesn't get his way.
I think at this point, like presidents always promise shit and they rarely ever follow through. Because everything's so already stuck in its way. It's like, I feel like at this point, he's probably just trying to trying to do that for a legacy, because there's already a border in place and it works fairly well.
Yeah.
You don't just see people hopping that shit. I was at Las Americas.
They gave him. They gave him like, yeah, that exactly. Shit, not
there's
even that
the
bad.
Fucking no man's land. That
yeah,
separates
like,
the US.
Nobody's just running up to that bitch trying to like.
Fuck no.
And there's like, there's natural things he's not accounting for. Like there's mountains, you know. There's rivers. There's, you know, different parts, like, you know, certain hills, like, you can't build a big-ass concrete
it's
wall.
It's probably just, like, a legacy thing. He wants to be
and even
guy.
Then, bro, like...
Maybe it's just a distraction, because I feel like the thing that benefited him the most from even becoming president was, like, the regulations that he changed with trade. You know, he's going to go back to being a businessman in a couple of years, and those things are going to still be in place, and it's going to help him and his family make more money.
That's
what I feel like he is doing. This whole thing is about him trying to set himself up for the future, you know, so he's able to...
You ever watch the news?
I dabble into it sometimes.
I feel like they're always shitting on him, bro.
There's every
it's just
every,
insane.
Every
like, it's
well,
crazy.
News though, CNN
every station
Fox?
Except
Fox
like shits
Fox,
on him.
I feel like Fox like low key fucks with him.
No, Fox does fuck with him.
Fox
like 100%.
But CNN was the ones that were saying like he wasn't even coming close to winning. Yeah. Like Hillary had this.
CNN, MSNBC,
so
shitting
like,
on him.
What the fuck? Like,
MSNBC, CNN are all like. Considered left wing, and
that
Fox
he's
is considered right. Yeah, exactly. And those are the two he's always like discrediting, because you know they're not kissing his ass. Like Fox is like out here doing. Like if you ever watch like Sean Hannity on Fox, it's like nothing but positive things. But that's because they're low key boys too, and like all these other like Fox heads. Like and it's all like
he'd be
conservative.
Disrespecting the fuck out of those people, like at the press conferences.
Yeah, bro. He'd be stunning everybody, like just talking to people, like. Fucking like I'm your father type shit, like I don't know, dude, it's crazy. But
I mean, I feel like the whole wall thing in general was kind of just a ploy, because I mean there's a lot of people, like especially the people that live on the other side of Texas, where there's not even a need for a wall, where they were probably like super fired up, like, oh yeah, defend the country. But like over here it's like,
I don't even think that shit sticks with people that actually live near the border. Like that shit only sticks with people like up in Dakota, North Dakota, and like
they don't know shit.
They don't know shit.
They don't
like,
have an experience.
Not, they don't. They're dead because it's like to them they don't see Mexicans on the regular. They're not near anybody, but all they can hear is their president talking
about.
Do
you remember
like,
those
evil ass people? Are
the
coming fear mongering
is at a high for them,
but over there, and that's where he gets his most support. Like he's like, why are you having rallies in the middle of buttfuck Iowa? And you're talking about border security when they know nothing about border security.
Because on TV, that shit's going to look good for him.
Yeah, did you see all those people like jumping the border and shit?
The Hondurans.
Yeah, they're like hopping over the border trying to fucking... It should look crazy on the news, right? Yeah. So I was doing Lyft and I pick up this girl and she's like lives in La Jolla. And she was like, yeah, my parents called me and were like, are you okay? I seen all that shit going down. Like, and they knew that she lived in La Jolla. The news just fucking blows shit up, which is nothing new.
Well, there was a lot of people down there.
It's insane, yo.
That was kind of a situation where, I mean, you got to figure something out.
Yeah, but, like, my whole point is, like, people that aren't from here, like, feel like it's way bigger or worse than it really is.
There was mad people down there. That was crazy. Even the people that live in TJ, they were hot about that shit.
Those people lived on the beach. The people in TJ were giving them... shelter on the beach, bro, feeding them, and those people were still complaining.
Where'd you hear that at? Because I know people that live in TJ.
That's who told me. My girl's moms.
Then people were like going into people's houses, robbing.
Yeah, they're being disrespectful.
Like
they were complaining. They were complaining about the food that they were being given. Like that type of
shit.
That's crazy.
What they should have done is they should have just shut the fucking whole border down for everybody, and the cartel would have took those motherfuckers out within a week. Because they're
losing
that money flow. Exactly. That's what they should have done.
They were on a high horse when they came to Mexico.
But at the same time, it's like, bro, I trust the government so little that I feel like it was probably something to do with our government down there interacting with Hondurans that were, like, got those people fired up to come up this way anyway. Like,
for
I don't
what
know
gain?
The story.
For what gain?
This whole thing, this whole conversation, this whole.
Because
like,
this is monumental right here.
Yeah, but that's why. It's like
I believe in your whole diversion like idea about like maybe the wall and then him like backdooring trade.
I'm like the kind
deals,
of person that believes like 9/11 was inside job, Pearl Harbor was inside job.
If you don't
so
believe
I feel like
9/11
this,
was an inside job, then you
that's
you
what I'm saying. I'm just saying this could possibly be a
but for
inside
what
job.
Gain though? Why send all those people
piss
up there
people
for
off. Make people feel like the wall is necessary.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can buy that. That's all I was asking for. That sounds like a legitimate
Yeah, so that's all they're doing. It's like they're just trying to show like the worst. They're trying to show the worst of things. Like say, like you know, if one immigrant out of every immigrant that's across the United States somehow slips up and kills somebody, right? They're gonna plaster that as the poster child for all immigrants. and it scares all the people that have no idea what, like, you know, is like what it's like out here. And then they think that they put it in their head, like, see, like, that's why we need the big ass concrete wall.
Exactly.
We got to put taxpayer dollars into that. And then if hypothetically that shit goes up and it's running smoothly, what if that doesn't work? Then we're just going to, you know, Trump's going to be long gone. He's not, by the time that wall even comes close to being done, it'll have like two presidents by then.
Hell yeah. Yo, I deadass forgot I was rocking this fucking Ralph Lauren.
That's crazy.
American flag sweater. I rock this shit for the irony, though. Like, I just, I want people to see me and be like, what the fuck?
That sweater was made before Trump was
president.
What,
you're born and raised in America, right?
Yeah.
So there's nothing ironic about that.
No,
I would wear a flag.
I have a polo sweater that's got the flag.
So American.
The irony is that I'm not wearing it for patriotism. Like, I'm wearing it
because
I want...
No, you can tell
you're
not wearing that shit for patriotism. Yeah. You're wearing it because it matches your shoes, bro.
No, actually, I wear the shoes because they match the sweater. But
and then the material is made out of... Like,
I'm back with the sweater. It's cozy. But at the same time, like, I want to look like...
Looking mad patriotic right now.
Like, yo, America is changing. Like, America is not the America that it was in the 50s and the 60s. And, like, this new, like, these people that are here, like, this is what America is. America is the melting pot that it really is. It's not the, like... It's not, fuck, I don't know.
No, I get what you're saying. It'll come around. Yeah. You know what I was trying to leave in 2019 or 2018? Other people's problems. Yeah. Shit like that. I don't watch the fucking news. I don't go on Instagram. Like, I don't know about other people's problems. I got my own problems. I'm trying to pay my fucking bills, and that's it.
Mind your own business.
If you're getting mixed up, I mean, if you got a family member that's directly involved where they're separating your cousin from your auntie and shit like that, I understand that's a fucked up situation. I wouldn't want to be in it. But as far as all the other shit, like, if you're talking about it and you're not worried about your own shit, you're fucking distracted with the wrong things.
Yeah.
Go get a good job.
At the same time, so a friend of mine was telling me about his experience doing shrooms recently, and he told me that, like, he actually didn't want to do it, and he was with another friend that was like, let's do it, we should do it. Like, we don't have a lot of, like, more days to do this. Like, I'm visiting, you know what I mean? Like, we should do it. And so he, like, reluctantly did the shrooms, and he had he experienced this whole, like, ego death where, like, for hours he was feeling, like, the nothingness and everythingness that comes with that. That's like, you know, you lose your identity and you lose your essentially your ego, the thing that separates you from everything and everyone else and, like, gives you your identity, was gone. So he just felt, like, completely, like, one with everything. It was like experiencing nirvana.
Yeah.
But, like, he also was saying that, like, if he were to fucking have gotten shot in the face and in that moment, like, he wouldn't have given a fuck. He wouldn't have cared. And, like,
yeah, because, well, I mean, you just realize other shit.
But at the same time, it's like, that's kind of what it really is, though. Like, we have our ego that allows us to separate ourselves from everything and everyone. But really, like, at the end of it, like, the purpose, the meaning of things is, like, oneness. And if it's not, I mean, it's a very much an individual thing to believe that it isn't, but I think that everything is connected. I know that everything is connected. That's just part of, like, my truth and my faith. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I can't separate myself from other people's problems in a sense. Like, I don't want to – I don't take on the energy and I don't take on, like, the responsibility for dealing with those things. But I think that, like, you know, sharing and spreading love is, like, extremely important to the advancement of
everything. I don't disagree with that at all, just because I said I don't want to hear about your problems. That's not what I was saying. I believe in all that stuff as well. I'm just not trying to have that shit force-fed to me on a nightly basis at fucking 6 o'clock every night. I mean, I also believe in individual responsibility. As much as I believe in everything is oneness and happy and let's hold hands, if you're not fucking, if you're not responsible for yourself,
simple accountability for yourself and shit. Yeah.
If you could, so here's an interesting thing to tie these two together. If you are being the best person you could be, and you're treating people with respect, you got manners, you're humble, you're courteous, things of that nature, is that not enough?
Yeah, because that person is probably going to be the last person to try and make their problem other people's problems.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think in a weird way we're saying similar things.
I think we are.
We started at different ends, but we found a common ground. No, I
oneness, bro.
You know what's weird? The other day I was looking at this thing that I was looking at the word alone, and I was like kind of tripping. I'm like, damn, it almost says like all one. alone, like all one, and I was tripping on that a little bit. I was like, I wonder if phonetically, like back
just missing
in the day,
one
was,
L.
Yeah, there was like something. Maybe they're
one loss similar. Away from realizing.
It's like Alien and Neil.
Oh, the Neil Armstrong, Neil A. backwards is Alien, and he was the first person on the moon.
Oh my God, I've seen that shit too.
That's creepy.
That's crazy.
Why all those? There's weird coincidences like that all the time.
Was Neil Armstrong even a real person?
Like, no such thing as coincidences.
Did
in my
anybody
book.
Actually go to the moon?
Damn, we'll be here for hours.
Apparently, the U.S. did,
the world will
and then
never know.
Stop trying to go.
Dude, I know the U.S. and
but
the Soviet Union
but
were
the moon,
heavy.
I mean, the moon.
I know Lance Bass went to the moon. Shout out to NSYNC.
NSYNC?
Lance Bass. He went to the moon.
Fucking moon.
When was this?
He
all
did.
Three got the same hair though.
He went to the fucking moon. Shout out Lance Bass.
That's crazy, bro.
That is crazy.
Yeah, fact.
What do you mean he went to the moon?
He's
you
like got, the most.
He's been to the moon, bro.
He's like
you're being dead serious.
Nah, he's been to space. He hasn't been. He didn't walk on the moon. He went to space. He didn't walk on the moon.
The most successful.
But China just launched like a rover that landed on the dark side of the moon like a week ago.
Really?
Has that not ever been discussed? Like explored?
It's
before?
Not that it. I don't know if it has or hasn't, but it's pretty significant. That was like the first like lunar landing like the whole year. You know?
Hell yeah. Good for them.
Yeah. The space race.
I want to go to space one day.
I want to go to space.
Fuck yeah, that'd be tight as shit.
That'd be crazy. Oh, yeah.
You guys ever seen the movie Life? In space?
Like the one on, what's it called? Life or Life in Space?
It's called Life.
Because there's a movie called Life. That shit is funny as fuck.
Eddie Murphy, I fuck with that movie. But there's another one. It's called Life. Another movie called Life, and it's about this like creature that they find in space, and like it's small. It's like a little, it looks like gel. Yeah. And then it gets bigger and bigger and starts killing all of them inside the spaceship.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and they
just
were trying to prevent it from going to Earth. Yeah.
There's like a...
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes. Yeah, that was the movie.
That's a good movie.
Is there a
that's
movie crazy. Called Prometheus? Is the movie
That's
that
the other one,
very
too.
Similar.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I never seen
Prometheus
that.
Prometheus is significant.
Remember Prometheus and Bob?
Prometheus? What is that? That sounds
Nickelodeon?
So
Kablam?
Oh, actually, Prometheus was like a titan, so he was like a son of a god and a human, and like he's the one that gives humans light and like or fire. He gives them the power to like make fire and shit like that.
Huh.
It's like
that's random.
Well, it is, but it isn't. It's like basically like it. What it means, it's like a metaphor for like the one that gave humans like their humanness. You know, like that separated them from the animals, basically.
Far out.
That's random from the fact it's just like it's like these movies like that have certain names, like they stem from something that
Prometheus is actually
words have meaning.
Prometheus is like a precursor to the movie Alien, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think you're right there.
Like I think so too. It's got Magneto in it. That's all I really know about Prometheus. It's got that guy.
What?
The guy played Magneto. I forgot his name. He's in a bunch of movies.
The old
guy. Yeah.
Not the old, not Ian, not Gandalf. It's the fucking...
the origin guy.
Yeah, the origin, the younger guy.
Yeah.
No.
The guy that was in Assassin's
Creed. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
He's like in Assassin's Creed, too.
And he's a fucking weirdo in Prometheus. He's
remember,
like
he puts the
he was like the one that was, he was like the one that fucked everything up.
He was a snake. Yeah, he was creepy as fuck.
Damn, I haven't seen that movie. I gotta watch it.
Prometheus?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I just watched Aquaman. That's a pretty good
movie. That shit,
I
want to
see that.
Dude, leave it at fucking DC to like the one, the characters that don't have much like, you know, interest or hype.
Yeah.
The movies are better.
Yeah.
Then fucking because Batman
Jason
Superman
Momoa
was trash, bro.
Is lit, yo.
Batman Superman trash. But how do you drop the ball with that? But then Wonder Woman and Aquaman movies are fucking great.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Wonder Woman, but my nieces love that shit.
That movie was dope because it was like one of those movies where they kind of integrate World War II shit, like you know, like history with you know, obviously like fiction with the like superheroes and shit. I like shit like that, you know, like all the X-Men movies, like they did that too. So I like those.
Oh,
but
yeah, like Nazi Germany.
In Captain America was with World War II and the Nazis, and then like
even Professor Xavier and Magneto.
Exactly. So like they touched on the Cold War when they with the First Class and all that shit. But yeah, dude, fucking Aquaman was dope. I fucked with it.
Yeah, I fucked with the whole storyline, yo.
You know what movie I watched recently that I liked was Robin Hood.
The one with Jamie Foxx.
With Jamie Foxx, yes.
Bro,
he was
I haven't
in there.
Seen that.
There's a new
one
with Jamie
I would have never watched that movie on my own, but I went with someone else and they wanted to watch it. It was a really good movie.
It had
similar things. Like, it had historical, like, a little spice in there, like the Crusades and, like, being over in the Middle East. But it was so, it paralleled so well with modern times. And, like, it was just, I was like, damn, this is, like, who would have thought? Robin Hood?
There's so many Robin Hood movies.
You ever seen Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Yeah. That shit's fucking hilarious. Dave Chappelle's in that shit.
Yo, did you guys watch the Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
No, you told me.
Is that out already?
The cartoon one?
Is that out already?
Yeah.
With the kid, right? The new kid?
I thought it was fucking good.
I heard it's really good. Somebody else told me, too, it was really good.
It was cool. I liked it. I liked the animation on it. I thought it was super different.
Super good.
I brought Jax with me into that.
Yeah. How'd he do?
It was fucking a handful. Because it wasn't like he was bad. It was just like he's so fucking loud. And he'll, like, just be commentating. You know, I was telling you, like, we went to the Grinch, and there's a lot going on during the Grinch, so he did really good because he was, like, super entertained.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man had a lot of talking parts.
And, like, dialogue and all
dialogue.
That.
And dialogue, yeah, because, like, he paid attention heavy to, like, the fight scene, so I think, you know, that was cool.
Yeah.
But when they started, like, breaking shit down and, like, talking and all that, he fucking would, like, yell and, like say random shit. And, like, it's a quiet movie theater, and I'm just, like, telling him, like, oh, like,
but you got to expect that, bro.
I know, exactly. I expected that.
No, like, even great. With somebody without a kid, like, you have to, like.
Yeah, and what gave me comfort is, like, there was other kids there, too.
I'm going to ask for a refund.
Shut the fuck up!
No, I'm not going to do all that. But I'm going to go tell him. I'm going to go talk to somebody with a name tag.
You know,
like,
what?
Hey, you know what just happened in there? I didn't enjoy myself. I'll tell you what. There's 30 minutes
in that
movie.
And I bet you they'll give you your money back.
Oh, yeah, especially me.
I want a refund. There's a kid in there crying nonstop.
Back, bro.
I'm gonna tell him actually sure. I want popcorn too.
Even after the movie, even after you watch the movie, they're gonna give you your money back.
I want a free icy in my next visit.
The icy is more than the movie, bro.
I want reserve
at the theater lately.
I want reserve seating in the middle.
It's a milk duds. It's like $12.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
But no, I was
Chilla
cool
got a
though.
Bar
crazy.
Too. Yeah. Their prices are crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that one right there, they do got a little bar.
Yeah.
But they got the
one,
fire seats though. Like you just
yeah, they
have
the recliner.
And shit.
Yeah. You can reserve seating at Palm now too. That shit.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, but I was That's like, but whack. You guys don't have special seating. Like, why is it reserved? Like,
the seating
there's
at
gum
is
on the seat.
Pretty good though. Like, it's not super
yeah, but it's not
plush,
reclining.
Better than
plush seats, and they don't.
I don't know. I went to some theater recently, and the seats were fucking like all straight up.
Fucking Regal's like that. I've been Regal. Right
Does
there,
Regal?
Yeah, Regal's.
But they got like the $6 matinees and shit. Over here at Chilla, they'd be charging $12 a head.
Yeah,
coming out to like $50 for like three.
If you go in the morning, if you watch it in the morning, I think movies are like $6-$7.
Yeah, but you're also a fucking weirdo if you do that.
Watch movies in the morning.
Who does that?
Nah, watching movies in the morning.
If I wake up at my house on a Saturday on accident before, like, I got to take a piss at like 7:30, then I might put a movie on, but I'm not about to wake up, put clothes on, and go to a fucking matinee.
Might be working nights at Walmart, bro. Like,
I might not be working. I might already pass. I've already made good enough decisions.
Not
only
good for like, that's good for like when you got the day off, or like when it's like a holiday break.
Yeah,
or something
like a
like
Christmas
that.
Day. You
I'm just
joking
yeah,
I took
around, guys.
I took Alice on Christmas Day.
You're a fucking asshole, bro.
To go watch Spider-Man. I want to spoil Spider-Man for everybody. That movie was just too good.
Yeah, it was cool. It was different.
Does the kid wear Jordan 1s? Or am I, why
yeah,
did, why
he
am I
is
Jordan
wearing
Jordan
1s. He wears off-white Jordan 1s.
He wears off-white.
Off-white. Yeah, I was like, okay.
You got the tag hanging off.
I was so bummed when the uncle was Prowler, bro. I knew it from the moment I seen Prowler. I was like, that's Kid Dude's
Damn,
uncle.
Bro. He's a way to ruin the movie.
Fuck, dude, he just had to fucking die.
Is Prowler a villain?
Yeah, he's like a villain. He's an OG villain, too.
Is that like the Shock dude? Like, is he electric? Like,
nah, he's like a fucking
he wears
panther.
He's like a purple suit, and he's like, it's gnarly. Like, you never watch. I don't think he's been in any other, like, Spider-Man.
I like how they made Kingpin
like
look
that.
Crazy, though. Kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
Kingpin looked like
was
a fucking.
There a lot of villains in there, or do they just introduce two, like they do in
nah,
every
movie?
They do one, and they fight him all night.
There's a grip of villains.
There is? I like that.
They got Green Goblin looking crazy, too.
Oh, shit.
Oh, tight. Oh, yeah, like a fucking big-ass monster.
Octopus versus Dr. Ock.
Yo, the Aquaman villains are really good, too.
All villains in there?
Doc Ock is a chick. Yeah.
I don't
like, I don't know Aquaman at all, but I researched it after.
Bro,
Black Manta, Master of the Ocean Master. Like,
remember,
they did a good ass job, bro.
Justice League as a kid, and like those villains were in there.
I thought it was funny.
It's like the not the Sinister Six. It's like the something of Doom, the Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom.
Yeah,
bro, that's Lex Luger's fucking death. Not death.
Manta, I think, is one of them.
He's one of them. They found. Yeah, he's one of them.
They need to do a Thundercat. A Thundercat movie would be hard.
Deathstroke's in that shit. I think that's just.
You remember, that movie with like the kangaroo ninjas from when we were kids?
Damn. Kangaroo
like,
ninjas?
They're like kangaroo ninjas. Kind of like Ninja Turtles, but like kangaroo. I don't know. I was just
Do they street fight sharks, though. They street need to do street shark movie.
Hey, you guys, did you guys ever watch Biker Mice from Mars?
Everybody we were talking about that not too long ago.
Everybody's always like, what are you talking about? Biker Mice from Mars, that was my
Those fools were badass. You
remember Reboot with like the 3D animation?
Yeah, I know.
You guys remember
Double
Dragon?
Yes, bro. Or even when they had the Mortal Kombat and the Street Fighter cartoons on like USA, they're like Channel 2.
Y'all are like a couple years older than
what
me.
About
so
like,
it's possible
what about like Beetleborgs?
Beetleborgs. Nah,
Fox Kids, bro?
Dude, Fox Kids had fire shows.
Beetleborgs, bro.
I remember the name.
Beetleborgs does sound familiar.
Do you remember VR Troopers?
VR Troopers?
VR Troopers. It's like Power Rangers, but there was just three of them, and they were just on some
I feel like all of that sounds so familiar.
Well, they had, like, Voltron on that shit, too. Like, Fox and shit.
Oh, or they had the fucking Transformers. Beastmasters or Beast Warriors.
Oh, yeah, I remember
like
that. Cheetah and all that. Yeah.
They used to. Fuck yeah, that was tight, too.
I hella fucked with the Mortal Kombat cartoon, though.
Reboot.
My shit.
You know that pawn shop where you get Atlas, all his like vintage toys? They had a reboot
there. They had a sick-ass one. The silver suit. I forgot what the main dude's name was, but yeah, I've been wanting that one. They have some Ghost in the Shell toys, too, that I want.
Have you guys been to the Plaza recently?
Yeah.
You see the comics and stuff there that used to be like Anchor Blue?
The downstairs.
Dude, that shit is fucking crazy. That's like huge. They got so much shit in there. They have a whole
Plaza
aisle.
Plaza Bonita?
Yeah, they got a whole aisle of like old Star Wars toys. And I was like, right there by like, you know where Anchor Blue is? Like where Patton Oscars?
Anchor Blue. Anchor Blue has a
Oscars been there. And Anchor Blue? What the fuck
That's
are you guys talking about?
You guys
about?
Are living in 2007.
We said Double Dragon and fucking and Transformers. Now we're talking about Anchor Blue.
No, I was just saying because he said vintage toys. I was like, dude, comics and stuff took over that whole corner and it's fucking huge and they got all this vintage, like,
I don't fuck with Anchor
there.
Blue.
He's
well,
talking.
It's not there anymore. But
I like, don't fuck with Anchor Blue.
You never bought jeans from Anchor Blue?
Nah, it's because they didn't hire me. They didn't hire me one time, so I was.
Oh, you were trying to work there.
Yeah, I was like 18. They didn't hire me. I felt salty.
Did you ever fuck with Miller's Outpost before? Like,
I remember Miller's Outpost.
Big Five, like before Big Five on Saturn was fucking Anchor Blue, and then before that it was Miller's Outpost. They had like the Dragon Ball Z T-shirts and shit like that, and like
the Big Five on Saturn used to be an Anchor Blue.
Yeah,
I didn't know. I didn't live there then, bro.
Are you kidding me? Bro. That big ass store used to be an Anchor Blue store.
Yeah, and before that, it was. Just
that was their outlet.
Like,
I remember that it used to be a Mervin's right there where Walmart was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I remember there.
Yeah,
used
I still
to
get
be
my
what,
jeans right
the
there at the Mervin's.
Was the warehouse CDs? Was it called the warehouse?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I remember the warehouse is where Wells Fargo is.
You remember the Hollywood Video where fucking O'Reilly's is?
Yep, I remember that shit, bro.
Video.
Yeah. That's crazy.
The game store that they had was fucking lit. I used to do that shit.
But they
Hollywood
had a games, bro.
I remember them going out of
what the fuck?
I remember them going out of business and going in there and like everything was on sale.
Oh, I remember there was nothing on the shelves. Yeah. Remember the Blockbuster where the fucking
they used to have one right there across Bonita High School too,
the
Hollywood.
Right where that fucking like where exclusive
cuts. Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
By rallies.
Remember where Superior Cuts was in Chilla, the Blockbuster right next to it?
Oh, yeah.
With the Carl's Jr. Where Verizon is now?
Damn,
right there on
shit.
Orange. It's like Orange and Third, bro. Right there.
Broadway.
Or Broadway, yeah, Broadway. Yeah. I remember that Blockbuster. No, the one I used to go to was like right there by Bonita High School. That was like the one I always went to.
Yeah, we all from the same neighborhood and shit, just leaving them out. Like, you don't remember. Stay quiet over there.
Now, my dad worked at Southwestern College, so I remember being over there in that area a lot.
It's a dentist shop now. It's sad. They used to have a bagel place there, too. It was fire. It's not there anymore. Rest in peace.
Damn.
Rest in peace.
That taco shop in that little plaza has been there for a minute, though.
It's not there anymore.
What?
No, nah, dude. It's a fucking Jamba Juice now.
It is?
Yeah.
Damn. That little I remember we used to go there after church.
Dude, I love that church. I love that place too. Fuck, damn, fucking old.
That's crazy. That's when I was still eating bean and cheese burritos too. That's how you know it was a long time ago.
I was just talking about that. Talking about
but that was all burrito. I knew back then was the bean and cheese.
Yo, I bought a bean and cheese burrito at Albedo's right there on 13th Street. Oh, yeah. For $1.25 yesterday.
$1.25?
Yeah, you're straight.
I was full. I'm like, God damn, this was the best decision I ever made.
With some salsa.
The green salsa.
Yeah, I still be fucking with bean and cheese.
Even just limes on the bean.
That's a deal, man.
I know. I got the red sauce. Me personally, just because I had to, I thought I needed to spice it up a little bit. You know, I put green on like a breakfast burrito.
Yeah. Oh, I'm hungry.
Time flies,
I'm fucking starving.
Sagueros.
Yeah. Sagueros right here.
Or Friendly, the burger.
Friendly. Ooh, I'm with that.
Slim.
I put, like I said, I put that shrimp out. But, oh, well. Yo, me and this dude didn't even pay last time we went there.
Bro, we went, bro. Then she took our order, and we just like, all
right.
We
got pizza and a burger and just.
Oh, yeah. She had like started sliding you guys pizza.
No accountability.
I remember that.
Yeah.
None.
Speaking of food, nice. let's get into the taco drop that you're planning.
Look at this guy's segue right here.
Yeah, he's like that segue right.
That right here.
You like that? I was like, ooh.
He said, y'all shut up for a second and let's talk about some real shit.
Speaking of delicious food.
Speaking of Suavebertos.
Suavebertos is opening up soon, right?
Suavebertos merch.
Suavebertos pop-up shop.
It's going to be right across the street from the Barrel. It's going to be competition or
something. From the Barrel?
The Barrel.
What is that?
Oh, you guys are from
This is a taco shop.
This is Southeast shit. Never mind, I'm sorry.
The yellow spot?
It's a Barrel. It's like the Valeros or some shit like that.
Trash.
It's in Skyline, but it's like one of my favorites.
Is that why you got the flannel one?
The red flannel? Hey, you caught that?
I've been waiting this whole time.
Yeah, bro. I hang out on O'Farrell sometimes, bro.
Yeah, I'll just be right there on the block.
That's after he let people throw French fries at his girlfriend.
That's all right. No, I used to throw fucking carne asada fries and I'll throw a burrito right back at that. But nah, bro, fucking Suavebertos. What's up with that?
Suavebertos.
Seeing you out here, put some footage
It's my taco shop.
Okay. What kind of tacos you serving?
We got Suave tacos.
Suave tacos?
Yeah.
Is that like a mixture?
No
of
tortas.
No tortas.
Just tacos and burritos.
Imagine enough tortas is a sign. It's like women. It's a fucking sandwich and a girl right there.
No tortas. If I would ever open up a taco shop, my focus would be the sauce.
We reserve the right.
Salsa bar.
We reserve the right to refuse service to tortas.
How would you change the game?
Like, no, the meat is so. The meat got to be quality too. Yeah. I've tasted some carne asada that tastes like that, like chewed like rubber.
Hella people,
like,
but hella places cook.
That doesn't necessarily mean it's the meat.
Don't get Mexican food in Arizona, bro.
Frozen, chopped up carne asada in a bag.
Don't get Mexican food in Arizona, then.
Taco Stand probably got the best quality meat that I've tasted. We should hit Taco Stand.
Who?
Taco Stand.
Taco Stand. I don't even know what that is.
There's three. There's one in La Jolla, North Park, and downtown.
You know what I can't stand about taco shops is when they overcook the shrimp in the serving turf burrito. Mm. And that shit's mad.
I've never had that problem before.
It's so easy to overcook shrimp. It's like, there's like a fine line between it's perfect and it's overcooked.
Yeah.
That shit would frustrate me too. Oh, I haven't had that happen.
You know what I had?
$13 on this burrito and you got some tough ass shrimp.
Fucking some crusty ass shrimp in there. Damn.
You know what I had recently? I had a California with bacon in it.
Ooh. Super. Dude, I used to go to Lolita's and I used to tell them to put fucking bacon on my carne asada fries.
Oh, that's fire.
It's fire. Doug.
Lolita's too? I fuck with Lolita's.
Carne asada fries with bacon.
I used to fuck with Lolita's for some reason.
The one in downtown?
Yeah. We went there after like maybe like the 1955 video or some shit. Were we out there?
We might have been.
Yeah, I remember because we were trying to hop on the field. Remember?
Yeah, and it was like, when was there?
Doing the most and shit.
Like, let's go, center field, baby. We got to get on that field.
Man. How many tacos did you say you were going to try to give out? Like,
we're not trying. We're giving out 250, bro.
Yeah, 250 tacos.
250. That is a lot of tacos if you think about it.
How many people do you think?
I'm going to smash at least 6, 7.
I'm gonna smash like four.
Corazón de torta, bro.
How big are their tacos? I forgot.
It's like it's a fucking little. Like,
yeah, I'm like 6, 7 tacos. I'm gonna smash
on a scale of 1 to fucking I don't know tacos del gordo.
Corazón de torta is fire, bro. I used to eat there like 3 days.
Yeah,
a week.
Tacos del gordo is fire. I mean,
Corazón de torta. Tacos del gordo, the new one on Broadway that we hit. That's fire. Bro, I don't fucking hit.
Yeah, that fire. Shit was hella fire. Yeah. I don't know if I was just hella hungry.
Smartest thing they ever did was make 2 Autobot stations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that should still be fucking packed.
Yeah.
But hella. They made 2, so it's like it's not as big and busy. But that one on 8th Street, they said is going to be like a catering and a fucking drive through one.
So yeah,
I
see
they're
going to
leave it right there?
Yeah, they're going to leave it there. Too, bro. But they're going to make it.
They're going to do delivery too, right?
And delivery. Yeah. For like Postmates and shit. Yeah.
That's crazy. We're going crazy. We're going crazy that, 2019. What is that?
That's Broadway right there by.
Broadway by like the Chula Vista Mall.
They do the fries right there too, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Because it used to be you had to go to the one on Palm.
On Palm, yeah.
Because I live closer to that.
I heard the one on Palm was going to close, but that's.
I heard it already closed.
No, it's still running.
Whoever fucking told me that's a liar. A
fucking liar, huh? Dude,
piece
fucking,
of shit.
I left your ass in 2018, bro. But nah, dude, yeah, dude, they're doing fries over on Broadway. But I was upset too when I heard about Palm because, like, dude, like, fucking, I go around there more so than I go on Broadway.
Yeah, I need that. You said it's closing.
No, it's not. Like, okay, they said, cool. People said they were because they said that the fucking one, they're going to keep the one on Broadway. They're making the one on Broadway, and they're keeping the one on H, but it was just going through renovations. But they're going to close the one on Palm because there was, like, some kind of, like I don't know, something fumigation or some fucking, like, health shit that was going on.
Fuck it, I don't care.
But I drove by that shit the other day, and it's still fucking up and running.
I hope they don't close that one,
though. They probably sorted it. They probably got their shit figured out.
Bro, they need more. They need one, like, in downtown. I think they are making one in downtown.
Tacos El Gordo.
That would be crazy. Every time I'm in downtown and I'm drunk, I'm either going to that little liquor store place that serves those hot dogs.
Which one is this? The one on Market?
I don't know. I can literally only get there when I'm drunk.
It's not even really it's there. It's just a portal that is like Hogwarts.
You're fucking hungry? I really and only drunk? Can get there when I'm drunk. Other than that, I don't know how to get there. This little
couldn't tell you, bro.
Hot dogs. Yeah, I really couldn't tell you. I know they make hot dogs, and last time I was in there, I was super faded, and the dude was overcharging me, and my homie who wasn't as faded as me was like, hey, you've been charging us for meals this whole time. But I wasn't even mad. I was like, I don't give a fuck. This is a good-ass hot dog. You got me. Next time, I'm going to fucking get you for something. I'm going to steal some cigarettes or some shit. Because they do sell cigarettes in there, too.
Oh.
They sell cigarettes in that bitch and hot dogs. I got to find that place.
That's again. A nasty combination.
No, it ain't.
Serving to sell cigarettes within hot dogs and shit. Well, no, I guess not. They that's do that shit cup, at, like, they do that shit at AMPM. Do that shit at a gas station. Make
some
a
people
setup.
Wake live for, die for. Some people wake up in the morning and go to the fucking AMC 24. I wake up, eat a hot dog, and smoke a cigarette. You know, everybody got their own taste.
He's actually been doing this since he was 14.
Different strokes, different folks.
14. My lungs are just like
pitch black.
Brand new.
That's incredible.
We've got the new lungs.
That's growing. I don't know. Yeah, fucking. That's like, yeah, you can do that AMPM. Fucking get a hot dog and fucking cigarettes.
Yo,
hot dog and cigarettes.
Yeah.
That hot dog's been there since like Tuesday. It's Friday.
Yeah, and they're like
on the same rotator, too. It's just
they're
like,
fucking Paul Mall cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
Sheriff cigarettes.
I went to 7-Eleven the
yo,
other day.
Yo, Paul Malls are even.
And I tried to get
yo,
some
shout
shit,
out 7-Eleven.
Honestly, like, I don't
know. Like, anything that's in there is stale.
That was the first pack of cigarettes I ever had.
Thank you for telling me.
They say anything is in there is stale?
Yeah, I tried to get the taquitos, and they were like, nah, anything that's in there right now is stale. I was like, all right, bet. Like, thanks for the heads up. I'm out.
At least they told you.
I got some other shit.
I'd have been like, yo, let me get all them shits half off. And I'd have fucking took them home, wrapped them in a wet napkin, and threw those bitches in the microwave, brought those bitches back to life.
That's fucking grimy.
You got to boil them, get them wet, nice and soaked.
Nah, you can't boil
them. You got to bring them back to life with the water, bro, if they're all dried out.
It's the wet napkin in the microwave is enough.
That's nasty.
That ain't
deep fry that shit.
A wet paper towel. Just wrap it in a wet paper towel.
Probably if you try to take that shit off, it's got like paper towel on the hot dog.
You guys must not see, bro.
If you could bring
it's all
French
popping
fries
and
back
shit.
To life 2 days later after they've been in the refrigerator, you could bring anything back to life in a microwave.
You belong on a fucking yes Iron Chef if you could bring French fries back in 2 hours.
Go on fucking
French
chef
fries go bad fast.
Hit up
bro.
Gordon Ramsay shit.
I don't even got a microwave no more, but when I was younger, I'd cook anything. I used to cook eggs in a fucking microwave,
yeah,
bro.
You do that shit,
in a bowl or what?
In a bowl.
Yeah.
No, my grandma used to.
Throw it in a little sandwich.
We
taught
my mom
egg,
how to do that.
Egg
she was
sandwich.
Like, you guys are in here cooking eggs in the microwave.
My grandma would crack an egg in a Ziploc, shake it up, throw it in the microwave, and just cook that shit.
In a Ziploc
scrambled eggs. Yeah, that's
fire.
That's how we did shit. Like, I didn't
that
know the difference.
That's just how we did.
That's right. Yo, the microwave was real back in the day. Like, yeah, I would cook everything in a fucking microwave.
It still is.
That's just
like,
crazy.
It's essential.
Shout out to the microwave.
I don't got nothing no more. I'm everything stovetop.
Yeah, I haven't had a microwave.
Yeah, I don't want no microwave either.
It creeps me out now.
Yeah.
It creeps
me out. I got an oven.
Yeah.
I got an oven too.
No, oven.
No, but you have a toaster oven.
An oven. No, I don't got a toaster
oven. But do you
oven,
need a toaster man. Oven if you got a real oven?
It's just smaller.
No, I know. I know. It's
probably
I,
a lot
do you
quicker.
Need anything? Like probably just water and like shelter.
Just go out and just eat my grass on my lawn.
Somebody said niggas grandma was wildin'.
Yo, with the Ziploc bag?
Yeah, with the Ziploc.
Someone's grandma is up requested.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'm sure there was people listening to us and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, you might have to have a conversation with your grandma, bro.
I thought that was ingenuitive. I give that 9 out of 10.
She changed the game. She put me on so much game.
Throw that shit in your back pocket. That's shit. That's
yeah. She was, lunch way, she was way ahead of her time, bro.
She's like, fuck a peanut butter it. Sandwich. I'm going to send her to school with scrambled eggs and a Ziploc.
Fucking pour ketchup or some fucking hot sauce on that right? Shit too. Shake it up and shit. Oh, that's fucking crazy.
A ketchup bag?
A ketchup bag, yeah. Bro. And then go to school with the fucking little milk packs that they served. That's kind of
yeah.
Crazy. The milk pack?
Yeah, the little pouch.
You have to stab it with a straw?
Oh, that was.
Oh, you used to stab it with a straw?
You had a milk pouch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who fucked with the milk pouch?
Bro, my school got rid of them shits real fast. Like, when I got there, like around fourth grade.
If you ever seen me drink any type of beverage, I don't take two drinks, bro. It's one drink gone.
Hey, you remember? Do you remember the little corn dog with the sausage in it?
Hell yeah!
What the school lunches?
Yeah.
What about the little pizzas? The little sausage pizzas?
The sausage pizza.
Or they had like a buttermilk bar. I don't know if you guys ever had.
I remember.
It was like
sausage,
a buttermilk
those
bar.
Sausage corn dogs and those
the
pizzas.
The sausage corn dog.
The pizza was like the little
with the
tiny
package
cute
of syrup.
Pepperoni.
They do the Domino's every once in a while. Domino's pizza once in a while too.
I remember they had the Domino's pizza was like $2.50. I was like, damn, that's expensive. I was like sixth grade, like tripping on $2.50. That's crazy.
Dude, the milk packs are crazy. I remember like they got rid of that shit in my school because someone got fucking like pegged by that shit. Someone threw that shit across the cafeteria and it hit some chick in the face and it exploded.
That's crazy.
And then ever since then, we just had regular like
cartons. You remember the chicken sandwiches that came in like the weird like paper foil and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Those are actually clutch, bro.
Those
if you hooked them up.
It's two pickles, yeah.
Yeah, if you hooked them up, those were clutch.
Bro, yeah. You throw
with the two
hot,
pickles.
You threw the
yeah.
hot sauce
bro.
On there and they would give you a spicy chicken.
They even had the cheeseburgers, too.
It was like coleslaw almost.
It's like it was basically like a great value.
They had those at Mar Vista. Bro, I used to fuck those up every day.
It was like a great value Chick-fil-A, basically.
The salted pretzel with the cheese?
Yeah, but you had to bring money to school to get that.
That shit was like $5. $4. Yeah.
Money
like,
to school to buy that.
The pretzels? I remember the little the line where it's like Cheetos and like.
Oh, the hot Cheetos with
all
the
that shit.
And
yeah.
The hot sauce and shit.
Bro, when I was fucking, right they had like baked chips, bro, in like high school and all that. That shit was wild.
Shit. Baked chips?
Baked like hot Cheetos.
I think
shit.
They put those in.
They
like,
didn't have
you're how old
baked.
Are you?
I'm 24.
No, you can get a fucking
you're probably
big
like
ass
right on the cusp.
It was like right there. No, because like when I went into seventh grade, they had all the shit, but then when I went to eighth grade, it was all baked chips, and it was like that all the way up to like my senior year.
That's trash.
Because y'all didn't want to run
I'm
in
sorry
PE.
About
that's
that.
What it was back in our day. They had us running at PE.
Get these fat fucks
y'all,
some baked
y'all
chips.
Y'all tell your mom, and they were like, all right, fuck it. We got to start feeding them fucking low fat foods and shit.
There was that dude that would be selling Mexican candy and like
there
chips.
There was always like a
backpack.
Guy like that.
Yeah.
Fucking gym bag.
The big ass duffel bag and shit.
Yeah. Now, I remember Coach Hay used to have like shit selling shit in the gym.
Bro. Coach Hayes
doing it illegally selling like Maruchan soup,
dry snitching on the
honey
school.
Buns. He had honey buns,
Maruchan.
He had the Philly cheesesteak,
and he would give you a whole pack the Oreos, the whole pack for $1. You get
and
the whole two.
He'll have the Pop Tarts and the Oreos
I'll be there
back there.
That shit up.
That's crazy.
He'd be at Costco just cashing in, just like, oh, I'm about to
hella. He was making money, bro.
Yeah, you could flip that shit. It was either sell weed or sell that shit. Whichever one.
This is a high school football coach we're talking about here.
No, I'm talking about just as a general. Like, you could flip that shit.
Yeah, no doubt. That was my first entrepreneurial
Yo, what's
endeavor.
Good? JC, what's
me
good?
And me and my little brother, we had our mom go to Costco and
what
they
up?
Sold the 30-pack of candies for $10.
We got to get
we
a
would
better
take
view.
Around the neighborhood, sell each
we
candy
out here.
For $1.
Dice Roller Radio Podcast.
$10 profit. Mm-hmm. Go back by flip
my first hustle was selling like mixtapes of like newer songs and putting them on like collab mixtapes with like super dope artwork, and I would like sell it to like like people on campus, and then I even got so much to like in Plaza, I would sell it to like House of Flav and shit. They had like these like mixtapes of like just different song, like new songs that came out, because like I had this DJ pool and like and I would download all these new like Lil Wayne, T.I., Young Jeezy songs, and then like my brother would get really busy with the cover art. It was sick.
That's crazy. That's tight.
Yeah.
That's
super
tight.
You guys be selling that shit to House of Flavor?
Mm-hmm. We started
going House there all the time.
Why do I know that?
Really? It was in Plaza. Benito, it was an old store in Plaza.
And there was another store in there called Against All Odds.
Yeah.
Against All Odds. Revolution. Revolution is still there, but.
Yo, I used to buy Jabot jeans out of that store.
I used to remember you in high school rocking the Jabot jeans.
Where was House of Flavor?
House of Flavor was on the downstairs by Macy's.
Yeah.
Like the right now, there's like a quinceañera like right to the
floor. I remember you in high school.
Damn, I don't remember.
I do, bro. Was probably rocking South Pole and some fucking Jordan. So that, some they would have hella, some team Jordan.
They had hella South Pole jeans, bro. It was like basically like a more like refurbished Famart, bro. Like Against All Odds.
Yo, Famart. I got my first pair of Air Forces at Famart.
My first fly shoes were like.
I got a first pair. I got a Sean John suit.
They were like some light brown Air Forces. Like crazy.
You thought you were the shit.
I thought I was the shit. They looked like Tim's too. So I was like stomping the yard on them.
Not too long ago, trying to bring them back. But I was going to try and get them. Like tailor hemmed up and shit, but then I took a look at them. These shits are parachutes, bro. Like,
bro, if you ask Seb about our encounter at Famart, bro, shout out Seb. But me and him, one time we were young, we went in the Famart, and so we got like a bunch of like pro clothes, and then I bought a pair of like fake ass Bapes. Some Bape shoes, and I rocked that shit for a while. They were kind of fly, but then they got fucked up. They got fucked up real fast.
I remember spray painting some Air Forces and somebody called me out at school. They were like white high tops. I spray painted them black. But it wasn't a matte black. It was a glossy black. So my shits were shiny. And I was at lunch and someone was like, let me see the bottom of your shoes. Because I was walking on them all day. I was like, why?
You were in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have known better at that point.
I was a freshman. He's like, let me. It was like the homie too. He's like, let me see the bottom,
bro.
I opened the bottom, bro. All white. This shit was shiny. Like you can see the chip at the edge of it. It was bad.
When I was a freshman in high school, you guys remember that store WSS? They used to sell. Bro, I used to have a little flip that I would do. I'll go in there. I'll buy shoes. I'm a freshman in high school. I'll go in there, buy shoes. I would buy two pairs at a time. Then I would wear them to school for a week, take them back, and then get new ones. And I would have, like, I would just keep doing that until they caught on. And then I was like, fuck, I couldn't do it no more. But I did that with mad shoes, probably, like, a couple months straight. Just went in there and was fucking taking my shoes back. Just wear them for a week, taking them back.
Shoes every week.
Damn.
Freshman in high school, I was out there fresh.
I remember WSS.
WSS was hard.
We're on Broadway.
These had the Reebok Classics in there for, like, $20.
Fuck.
No, since they're, like, 70.
Yeah, now they're in style. Back when I was buying them, nobody else wore them.
Nobody fucked with them. I remember fucking with K-Swiss, too.
They sell that shit popular. At Urban Outfitters for like $70 bucks now. Right? That
fucking they got them all Reebok kind of colors classic. And fabrics and fucking.
That's how I feel about Champion. I fucking like, bro, I would never pay like crazy amount for a Champion. Because it's like, bro, they used to be at Walmart for like $10.
Bro, people be buying Kappa shit like $120 for a track jacket. I remember
right.
That shit
used to be super
cheap. Bro, as soon as it hits Urban, like it's
Urban Outfitters and shit. Yeah, for real. Dude, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, Champion, bro.
It's crazy that they have the power to do that. That they could, like, they could make anything kind of, like, tight.
They made that whole vintage shit look weak, bro.
They just
bringing back all the Selena shirts. Like, that shit's trash. Never wear none of those shirts, bro.
Yeah.
My bad.
I mean, that's like anything, though. You know what I mean? Like, once it gets to a certain level of popularity, like, the people that were on it, like, early, you kind of fade away from it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Which is kind
of,
I don't know.
Because they're not wearing it, because now they're not wearing it because of.
It's like, it's not authentic or, like, unique anymore. Now it's just like.
You don't know a Selena song, like, they're rocking a shirt. It's like, what the fuck, bro? That's weird as fuck. Like, I would never wear, like, a shirt, like a. Like a Metallica shirt. I don't listen to Metallica, so I would never wear that shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I hate that
shit. I can't fuck with that.
Is there anything that you had in high school that you feel like you would rock right now? Or like,
I don't know.
Kind of like wish you like had?
I see people wear like Cobain shirts and like they never heard a Nirvana record other than Teen Spirit.
That would like make sense now.
You know what I'm saying?
In high school? Probably, but I can't think of something off the top of my head.
What was your question?
You guys had dunks.
Oh,
what was it?
I hella had dunks.
What was your question?
Just like something from high school that you would like want to rock right now. Like having something like I remember grad night I rocked these like fucking like real faded ass blue denim color, like Reebok Classics.
They had a
like
super
nylon. And I fuck
with I had a super fresh LRG jacket in high school that I wish I could bring back from time.
Did it have the bill? Did it have like the little duck bill on the hood?
No, it was like a hoodless one. It was like just like a regular collared jacket. It was like striped. It was blue and green. Damn. I wore that shit because I got best dressed in middle school, and like I had
you
that
got
shit.
Best dressed in middle school.
Yeah, they had an eighth
shit.
Grade. And I wore that jacket in that picture.
We were wearing uniforms at our middle school.
That fuck
yeah, I
had
to wear uniforms.
And I went to Benita.
And I would have like, got best dressed though. I used to get the you know how the let's say you got a big shirt, it's like the collared shirt, the standard shirt, right? If you let's say you get an extra large and it's just mad wide. Mm. I used to go buy a tall tee, put it over the shirt and then flip the collar out of it so it would be like more proportionate.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Back in middle school.
In middle school, you rocked the extra large polo?
Yeah, boy, I would just put the tall tee over it so it'd be like proportionate.
And someone commented, buttermilk
I mean,
bar.
I was big, yo. I was a big kid.
What are we talking about? Buttermilk bar? What the fuck is that?
No, I remember rocking tall tees and shit.
No,
hella.
High school.
Two at a time.
Yeah.
Shout out our mixed
thick ass pro right club now. Sweater shirt on. And you're wearing two of them at once. Like,
I remember seeing shit. People, the party crew homies would be rocking like three of them, bro, with the fucking acrylic.
Party crew.
Yo. Oh,
shit.
The kids with the three scrunchy socks. You could have the foot off so you could just have like more layers.
The little
of 350s.
Remember when they sold the 350s at Walmart? Yeah. Those little shoes.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, I remember Chris Hill used to come to school with those. I was like, where'd you get those? He's like, Walmart.
Chris Hill,
had
that's
the,
crazy.
Acrylic all over him and shit. Yeah. Damn, oh, the party crew. That's like party crew shit.
Hell yeah.
Party crew.
Smashing I never really went to parties like then. I was always like so focused on football and shit.
My older brother would take me when I was fucking young as fuck. I wasn't even under those supposed age. There was like me and like two other kids that were young as fuck. Like, I don't even know if we were freshmen. We were probably like transitioning into like high school.
That's hard to have an older brother like that old, you know, like because you get to experience all the other shit.
It's crazy because when I went to Mar Vista, like I kind of got to know those people even more.
Yeah.
Whereas like he knew them from playing basketball at the sports park and shit.
I think I was on your brother's basketball team at the Boys and Girls Club. I think he was like a coach or he was
I remember
that's like
when
the first time I was introduced to him.
Damn, that's wild.
I played on his basketball team.
That's fucking crazy. I feel like I do. I feel like I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think I talked to him about that. Like one of the times I seen him at your house.
Damn.
Yo, this talk got super.
Vic was good, bro.
He was good.
He was good,
fucking
bro.
Super fucking good.
He was a big dude like, too, but he was good.
He was fucking huge.
He
yo.
Would do that fucking jump step, and like he'd be fucking pivoting and shit on people. Just
that's before it turned into traveling. Kids.
Yeah.
He used to do it back in the day, bro.
I used to get so pissed when he did that shit. I couldn't even play with him.
In the
so
driveway,
fucking
just mixing his little brothers up and shit. I've been
Remember
I've
we used to ball in front of your house at
yeah.
the driveway?
Hell yeah.
Remember when I broke the light?
Yeah.
Your dad, his boss was like, don't break the light. It's right. Like, I didn't even notice it. Like, I wasn't even thinking about that. And I threw a pass and it broke the fucking light right after he said that shit, bro. I'm just like,
yeah,
yo.
He just brought that shit on himself. Like, he was so focused on the light that he broke and he just like, that wasn't even the basketball.
It had to, bro, we would ball so many nights and it happened that night as soon as he said that.
I know, bro.
Fucking time flies,
I feel like that
bro.
Light was broken for a long ass time.
That's wild.
Time fucking flies, man.
I remember balling at Richie's pad, too.
I remember.
Yeah,
I
remember going
to
there.
I used to be over there. Me and Bronson used to go over there, balling in that little driveway.
I think that's how I met Richie.
Richie used to be fucking good, too.
Yeah, Michael's good.
He's probably still good. Probably not.
Nah, I feel like once you know something,
I remember he was good. I think we used to play with the rim like a little bit lower so people could like low-key dunk every once in a while.
Who else? Luis used to pull up there, too?
Luis. Oh, yeah, Luis.
I met Luis at Mason's house. I remember everybody going to Mason's house.
Bro, I used to walk to Mason's house after school and just raid his kitchen, bro. He used to have all the snacks that we didn't have in my house. I would just sit there 30 minutes just being there talking to him, eating all his shit, then just go to my house afterwards. I'm like, fuck, I don't even look in the fridge. You know, you get home from school, you go straight to the fridge. Back in that time, I wouldn't even have to do that. Go to Mason's house, just fuck everything up, go home, just... All right, fuck it. Cartoons it is.
I remember fucking just getting on Mason's roof.
I remember just taking photos and shit. Yeah, we just thought we were taking MySpace photos. I remember me and Jared. Remember Black Jared?
Which one? Jared Morris?
Yeah. He used to go on the roof. And we have Mason. He couldn't get on the roof, so he'd take the photos. He would take the photos from, like...
with that good angle.
It was like this little silver camera, dude. And then he'd take the photo. We'll post them on MySpace.
Time is flying, huh?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we've just been hella reminiscing.
It's
like,
all nostalgic right now.
All nostalgic.
Remember
shit right
living, like, the apartments next to Mason? And we used to go to my house, so we go from his house to my house.
Yeah.
And there's a wall divider. I would jump the wall, and he would have to get the chair, put it by the wall. Leave the chair there, because if he hopped back, he needed help. He put the chair. Or sometimes if we just like, fuck it, I'm going to just walk around and shit.
Didn't want to hop the wall.
Mason's Hawaiian Gardens. Full-size walls these days, I hope, right?
I hope so.
Probably. I hope so.
I remember when you lived off 15th, and we'd always just be like, meet by the tree, but the tree was like right across the street from your house. The tree was like 2 blocks from my house. We'd meet at the tree and walk back to my house.
Yeah. He couldn't cross the street by himself. His mom be right there looking out the window like, you better have your friends come over here walking across
that tree.
Street.
Hey, once you said the tree, you already know what we were talking about, like the tree.
I remember there would be times when like...
I ran from a taxi from that at that tree one time.
You were taxis.
I ate it. Shit. I felt I deserved it though.
It's the quickest karma. Like.
Yeah, I had tight ass jeans on coming from downtown clubbing, and I tripped on a root. I was with Chris Hill. Yeah, we bounced, bro. Fucking scraped my whole stomach up.
Bro, I remember we would be in my pad and we'd be using my computer, and for some reason, like, I don't know if it was dial up or whatever, but like we could use my computer for like however long, and then eventually, like, it would stop working. Like, the internet would just stop working, and we'd be like, oh, you smoked all the MySpace.
Yeah, because I didn't have a computer. He had a computer, so we'd get to his crib.
Go on the line and go on MySpace.
And then when we turned your computer on, we had to move the mouse because it wouldn't work.
Yeah, you had to keep it moving until it started. Otherwise, you had to restart the computer.
Damn. That computer, that's wild.
Fuck, you smoked it all.
Smoked the mice.
The worst feeling.
Couldn't be on MySpace.
Fucking MySpace, bro.
It's funny as fuck. Good times.
Can you imagine, like, you know, like how we would do shit now with MySpace? Like, imagine, remember, like, all the shits, like, oh, like, send me a number in my DMs and I'll write a post, or, like my status and I'll tell you how I really
feel
about shit.
Remember having, like, top eights and shit like that?
Top eights and bulletin posts, and, like, you answer all these questions and shit. Like, I remember doing some shit like that. Putting together like playlists of music.
Yeah, playlists for MySpace.
That's why like social media was fun. Like, it wasn't even social media yet. It was just like a fun profile to have to like express yourself.
Being kids.
Like, your background like meant a lot.
I remember being able to fuck up the code on MySpace.
Yeah, like, you used to like put like certain codes. So like, instead of having a top 8, you can have like a top 2, or you don't have to have your bio showing or something. You could just have it like super simple looking, or your background would be something.
I feel like MySpace was actually really dope. Like,
it was. It was a great car. It opened the fucking gates to what we have now.
Yeah, I don't remember why I stopped using MySpace.
It opened the gates to everything, because there was different. There was different shit.
Facebook
came out. Fucking Twitter. Fucking.
Remember Facebook looking so complicated? Like, it looked grown. Yeah.
That shit's complicated. Like,
yo, my little brother was on Facebook before I still had a MySpace. He was in middle school and he had a Facebook. After that, I was like, fuck it, I'm not getting
I was shit on Facebook. I'd be like, Facebook's for old people. And then, and then people started like telling me, like, I have a Facebook. And I was just like, fuck it, I'll grab a Facebook.
I think I made Facebook, or I remember seeing Facebook for the first time when I was a freshman in high school. And I was like in the library, and it was my last day. I think it was my last day at Marion. Because for some reason, I was just, like, in the library, like, during class and shit. And somebody was, like, showing me, like, oh, yeah, this is Facebook, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, sick, like, whatever. It looks weird. It looks boring. It was, just fucking gray.
Because you used to have the layouts and shit on MySpace.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I remember I had my backgrounds. They would match my outfit.
Exactly.
Picture,
like, yeah, bro. The backgrounds meant something. The music playlist. Yeah. The profile picture.
I can still tell you all that shit I had on.
Top 8, bro. Top 8 was monumental.
Like, random girls and shit just, like, on MySpace, just, like, in DM. Just, like,
who didn't do that?
Based off profile pictures. Like,
yeah.
I remember, like,
Mar Vista, like,
it's the same shit. You got,
I remember,
no,
I remember I being with my,
oh yeah, true.
I don't even know. They just
MySpace,
like,
or Facebook.
I remember that shit was hard.
I remember being with my ex on Facebook. I used to talk to other girls, but I would delete it, and then she checked all my deleted inbox, Because I didn't know you had to delete it. Yeah, boom, all that shit popped.
It's like the deleted album on your photo and shit. Like, you touch and delete photos, but you're still in your deleted albums for like 30 days.
That's, I fucked with Facebook. Yeah. That shit lasted a minute, too.
Yeah. I kind of remember, like,
people still use Facebook, though, right? Facebook.
Yeah, all like, my family uses Facebook.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like
it's, like, the most, it's like the most used thing, because, like, not everyone uses Twitter. Like, but younger people use Twitter, if anything. That's, like, more of a young person thing, but, like, everybody's on Facebook.
2019, I'm fucking activating my Facebook back.
Everybody's on Facebook, bro. Like, you're fucking... MySpace. bro, I want MySpace to come back, like, how it used to be.
MySpace was kind of hard now that
go
we talk
on MySpace
about it.
Now, it's fucking, like... alien shit. I don't even know.
It's more of a music platform. It's more so for like music now.
I remember checking out
if anything, you should so go and like get into that. MySpace. Uh-huh. Just on that.
MySpace.
Twitter's gonna be around for a while though.
A while. Like, there's so much wild shit on there. That's why it's uncensored. World. That's why.
They started censoring it recently. They just started recently. Like
yeah, but like the thing with Facebook, like there's more. Monetizing as of like Twitter's like the fucking wild wild west, like anything could happen on Twitter. Yeah. Facebook, like there's more monetizing, like people would are more sensitive and will report your ass. More so than on Twitter.
That's for sure.
Because Twitter, you could say whatever the fuck you want practically.
And your mom's not on Twitter.
And my mom's not on Twitter. Exactly. Like
that's
if I were to,
real thing. That's why it's cool.
There's no chaperones on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, you know, like everybody's on Facebook. You can't really express yourself too much.
You're at the kickback. No parents there. Yeah. Like anything could go down. You
know? Exactly. Exactly. For putting it in that way. Twitter's that.
What time is it? 8:42? Damn, it seems like it's 10. I feel like I've been here for like 3 hours.
Really?
We started recording like around like 6:30-ish. Or like 7.
No, like 7. Like 7. We've been talking this whole time about nothing. Was there anything we needed to talk about?
Nothing. It's like...
I've had a good time. Don't get me wrong.
Look at how we started, bro. We started with the song Know My Name. It's like back then, like, bro, we were in fucking high school. Like, think about all this shit that's happened. And like, think about the last 2 years, bro.
Yeah, what was your mind at when you wrote that? Were you like really just trying to...
I didn't even write it, bro. I just stood by the mic and he played the beat and I just fucking started saying shit.
Oh, so you like Lil Wayne'd it? You just freestyled
low
it, like
key,
on the spot?
Yeah, and I don't usually do that.
Oh, exploring new things for 2019, new strong structures.
Yeah, 2019, bro, I just want to give back. I feel like 2018 was like, gimme, like I need this, I need that, when it was just like, I need to chill.
What's like a,
it's more about everybody. It's more about all of us.
What's like something in 2018 that you were like really like... proud of, like, what's like a proud
the
like,
main
Chambalan. yeah
for sure. I love
you
that
guys?
Project.
What's like a staple in 2018 for you guys, like that you were really proud of?
I'll answer after you.
I think just like the life lessons that I went through and like all the different knowledge, like I really like honed in on learning from like situations that didn't go the way I wanted them to or whatever the case was. I think I just grew a lot from a lot of different things. But it really, I mean, shit, that shit might have started in like 2016. Like just being an adult and like having to figure out things.
It's like bettering yourself.
Like there's so many things I'm good at nowadays that like I failed at so many different times, you know? And I feel like 2018 was kind of like, I kind of wrapped up a lot, closed a lot of doors. Like, okay. I know what to do in these situations now.
That's big.
Just a lot of growth.
A lot of self-growth right there. Like a lot of people don't even like realize that for themselves sometimes. Like, you know, sometimes you just got to close certain doors in order to like focus on like new shit. Worried about old shit, you know.
Yeah, I can attest to that. It's all about just letting go of shit. Let going?
Let the going get going.
I like that.
Let going.
2018 was about like learning about let going.
Yeah.
You know what it means.
What about you, Steve?
No, I feel like it makes sense. I fucking fully agree with Rossi and Will. I mean, I picked up a bunch of new shit. Like, I'm doing different shit that, like, I've never done before. And, like, that's growth. You know what I mean? It's based on, like, taking those L's, like, learning those lessons that will get you there. You know what I mean? I did a lot of shit that, like... I don't regret, but I realize how much learning there was in a lot of those events and like situations that, I mean, I can't put on anybody else. Like I put myself through a lot of shit. So just coming more into my own, I feel like as an adult, as a fucking 28-year-old, you know what I mean? I never would have thought as an 18-year-old, like, oh, when I'm 28, I'm going to be doing this new shit and that new shit. I thought when I was 18, I was like, oh, this is what I want to do and I'm going to do it. So like, having had an opportunity to do a lot of things that I wanted to as a kid, like for one, being able to design clothes, you know what I mean? I feel like and I know I have a better understanding of what that means to me, and I don't like I don't rush into it as much as I used to. And I know that like when I'm able to figure out and get my life a lot more organized in different ways that like I haven't ever done in my 20s, then like that is only gonna fucking succeed even more. And just allowing myself to be creative and be vulnerable and like sharing in my creative vulnerability with other people, that's like something that I definitely had to come into in 2018.
Dog. Did you answer that? Did you answer?
Oh no, I was just gonna say like if anything, 2018 was just, you know, for me, I was like really happy with how I reacted to certain things, because a lot of times like I had a lot of shit come at me at like from left field, and normally like I would have probably like, you know, not have handled certain situations as best as I could, but like I actually applied a lot of like thinking and a lot of just like, you know, like patience to certain things, and I kind of want to carry that on into this year and get better at it.
Yeah,
not like stress over like little things and like shit that's not out in your control, being able to like, you know, just continue to push forward and just knowing that like certain things will take care of themselves in like in the long run. And then honestly, like I was really just happy with like how I was able to like put together like do-it-yourself events. Like I really liked how we did Die Rolling, which we held in this build in this room right now in Whiskey Locker. And I really like how the main Jean Blanc show turned out too. Like that shit came out super dope and just
Arts
and Reg. Arts and Reg.
Yeah, I was there.
I was just really happy how that turned out with like just everything being do it yourself and just the quality of everything and just how everyone's initial reaction was, like how much fun everyone had at that shit.
Yeah.
Cause like it's just like it's all just a thought at one point, but then to be in the moment and like see it. And then afterwards, and you're like remembering like how it all went down. You're just like, fuck, like shit was epic. That was like one of the most epic experiences I could have been a part of.
That shit was tight, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That
like, was tight. And I'm just excited because like 2009, like, you know, obviously we got, you know, we're gonna be talking with Don with Rerun and everything, and then like, you know, more futuristic shit, like more future shows.
Building shit, bro.
Just building, bro.
Shit.
Just continue to just do
build
shit,
a
bro.
Fucking set. My dream.
Oh yeah,
it's to build a set. Whether it's for me or for somebody else, like I just want to fucking participate in something like that.
I'll help you.
Like, shit, I'll help you.
In a photo shoot, like
yeah,
for whatever. Like I just want to fucking write down the vision and fucking make it come to life.
Yeah,
because nothing's better than just like
creating something like that.
End of that. You know, like going to sleep. Like damn, we fucking did that. Shit.
I know, and then it becomes a thing that you're like doing, and then it becomes a memory, and then it's like. Fuck, like once it's a memory, it's like, damn, like we gotta make another memory. Like, I don't know, bro. It's crazy how, like, shit just fucking happens.
Fear
and, like,
is the reason why a lot of that shit doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And that's why.
The fear of failing and all that.
Like, I fear, like, oh, no one's gonna show up. And then it always ends up being, like, more than I thought.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so excited about this taco shit.
The presence of fear and like, the, you know, just the lack of faith. Because, like, bro, there's so much shit that we've done in these last couple of years that was based off of only having faith. And, like, I mean,
I just feel like we convinced
motivation.
We convinced ourselves, like, bro, like, there's nothing we can't do.
Exactly.
Unstoppable type shit.
Exactly,
you know?
Bro. I was just thinking of
we've
Harvard.
We've done so much, bro. It's fucking crazy.
For real.
My bad.
Is there one in there?
Nah.
On that note, you know, 2019 hopefully brings a lot of prosperous things. Yeah. You know, everything, just whatever we've set our minds to, hopefully.
2019, bro, I don't want to hear good ideas. I want to hear, like, crazy ideas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
something new.
There's still something crazy on the table, and let's fucking handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Where's the tacos, someone asked,
some
on Mixalar?
It's like impossible. I want to fucking execute.
Let them know where's the tacos at,
Rossi? Someone wants to know.
What's the address here?
3046 North Parkway.
Yeah, Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m.
Yeah, 1 to 5. If you pull up anytime between 1 and 2, you're probably going to get, like, a really decent amount of tacos, because...
I'm feeling the kick.
I fucked up and put 2 on the flyer.
Are you doing it like I'm giving people 2 tacos each?
Well, it goes by plates.
So you're giving out 1 plate per person?
No, I'm until they're gone. If you want seconds or thirds.
First come, first serve kind of thing.
No one's going to cut you off and be like, bro, that's your fucking...
That's your
no
third
judgment.
One, bro.
Hey, no judgment here, bro.
That's your this third taco.
This is the Planet Fitness of fucking
I won't
taco
be,
shop
I won't
right
be,
here.
You heard it here. No, first come, first serve.
Eat as much as you want.
Come get your tacos.
Planet Fitness. John John works out there. Always bagging on
Rossi will be personally making tacos.
I might just give you your tacos.
White Will is making horchata.
I am.
White Will's making
I'll be cutting up the cilantro.
A horchata eating hors d'oeuvres. Hey, we got to get some brew, too. We'll have some brew here.
Yeah. Stilo's going to be flipping the corn tortillas.
I'm
going
to be DJing, matter of fact.
DJing. Are you really?
I got those corn tortilla hands
and
on
and
deck.
He's providing vibes.
So parking the truck right out front. And you guys going to be in here?
Yeah.
Kick it, bro.
I'm about to be in here.
There will be
smacking.
There will be merchandise as well, correct? The Swaberto merchandise.
Music. Hey, you got to be blow. Doing fucking. You got to be shotgunning brews with fans, bro.
I'm super down. I'll shotgun a beer. If anybody comes here and they want a shotgun a beer with me and I'm here,
hey,
I'll do it.
If you want to come in here, you got a shotgun a beer. If you win, you get the If you want to buy merch, you got a shotgun a
you
brew.
You
got to
buy five
will.
Tacos.
And if I lose, I got to leave. It's just all fucked up.
You got to buy it for him.
Somebody got to drive me home.
buy more than five tacos, you get a complimentary Suave swag bag.
It's free tacos.
Comes with a five sack.
Yo, five sack? That's grimy.
Comes with a Suaberto's apron.
Pull up. I think there's going to be a lot of people here.
I hope people pull up. And I think
who gives a fuck? I'm about to smack on them tacos regardless. If they don't want tacos, they don't need it. If we don't finish it,
they're going to leave all the food here.
And one lucky winner gets a framed photo of Rossi signed.
Is that real?
No, I don't know.
He's giving out shit.
And don't throw away your rice and beans either. Don't be a fucking.
Yeah, don't be a weirdo.
Be grateful. Just eat that shit.
What if they don't like it though?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking to exactly the person you're talking
to.
The person you're talking about is the person I'm speaking to.
Oh man. All right. Well, cool, man. 2019.
And shout out Corazón de Torta. Shout out Tony.
Come out to fucking.
He's got good energy.
The taco shit on Saturday.
I love Tony.
What is it? 1 to 5.
Good ass dude. 1 to 5.
1 to 5. Come here, Whiskey Locker. Get you some tacos.
Bring a michelada too.
Bring some micheladas. Bring shit to make micheladas, you know. Don't bring a tall can of michelada. Let's make some real micheladas.
The styrofoam cup.
Pull up with a meat station.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pull up with some
meat. Who's in charge of that?
So we got to put Seb in charge. We got to delegate the responsibility to Seb.
Seb like OG.
Seb's going to be making micheladas. And he's going to be making fucking ceviche.
He doesn't know it yet, but he's going to know.
He doesn't know this yet, but I mean,
there's going to be no ceviche or micheladas there.
Seb, can you come?
There's also going to be a lady out here serving burritos out of her little fucking...
out of a cooler?
Little cooler. Her rolling cooler.
Real shit, those are the most fire. Is that really happening, though?
Dude, you got to ask this man. He's
no, you made
shit.
That up.
I'm just making this shit up.
Making shit up. I'm over here, like, holding on to these ideas. Because you know those are the fire.
Bro, you got to be jotting these down. You can find one of them in downtown. Just be like, yo, come to North Park real quick. And just
I've never seen one of those in downtown.
I got a burrito from a burrito lady this morning. It's bean and
burrito,
cheese.
Like, bean and cheese burritos are fucking like...
Oh, tamales.
Like a chorizo.
I
want to
do
like
a toy drive. We got to do a toy drive.
That'd be lit.
Ooh, 2019 Suave toy drive.
You got to be doing Christmas. Toy drives year round.
Yeah, fuck dirt just during Christmas. It got to be like summertime, wintertime.
Yeah. Christmas in July.
Kids love toys all year round.
That's crazy. Yeah, for an Oz, bro.
We'll do a toy drive for Easter.
Once a month.
An Easter egg hunt for Halloween.
Once a month for all the birthdays on that month.
Easter egg hunt, but you got to be in your costume to participate.
That's fun.
You got to dress like a
We got to put
bunny.
Like a game together, like a flag football like game for people to pull up
a
to.
A benefit game?
I would pull up.
A benefit game.
For our benefit?
For my entertainment?
All proceeds go to us?
At the park by
Amplify.
Hey,
tackle on the asphalt? We just got to put that
together. Street NFL street football? Yeah. Like just to like tackle each other in the
reach
street.
Out to all the artists in San Diego?
You and David against each other, fucking eye black and shit. Nobody's going to play that.
What about a
where the
a
super
thumb war?
Where the super
thumb war tournament?
Wear your super thumb baggy basketball shorts?
A Pokemon war. Tournament?
Ooh.
Pokemon? A Yu-Gi-Oh duel match or something?
Yu-Gi-Oh duel? A fucking Pog tournament?
Ooh,
you gotta bring your Pogs.
I remember that shit.
Pull up, man. Taco shop. We got all that over here,
bring
man.
Your
we're gonna
dreidel.
Have all that. Bring your dreidel.
It's just a costume contest. Dude,
what the fuck?
What's a dreidel? Ain't that like a spoon?
It's like a dice.
No, that's a ladle.
It's like a Jewish.
Oh, a ladle.
A dreidel is like a spinning top that Jews play on, like around their.
No, a dreidel is like the shit you just spin.
They have a they gamble that shit. That's with that shit. They like they be trading like.
Remember that song? Remember that song? Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of clay. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
That's that new shit you got?
Yeah,
you gonna sample that Dreidel, or what? You gonna sample that shit? Make a beat.
Dreidel, 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 Yo, we should.
That's the name of the episode.
Nah, Saturday's gonna be lit, bro.
Yeah, pull up on Saturday. It's gonna be fun. Tacos, bro.
I'm knocking out the first 10 people who show up. So pull up. Ooh, quick.
I was planning on getting here early. I'm not sure.
Hey, so make sure you bring.
All aggressive.
Make sure you bring your hands.
Fuck it. I'm going to stay home then. Fuck it.
Just come super late. Oh, man.
I got some, I'll probably give out some shirts, too.
Hell, yeah.
Some shirts.
Merch, all that. Well, concludes our first episode of 2019. What's up? I was just going to play a song I have popped up right here.
Should I just sing something?
Yeah, just sing.
This is how we're feeling 2019 right now. But, yeah, man, shout out to everybody listening, of course, on all the platforms.
Sing some R. Kelly, bro.
Yeah, should I play R. Kelly song? Nah, fuck it.
Oh.
No, I'm not down.
Play that I Wish.
I was going to play this. Have you guys heard Swizz Beatz's new album?
Nah.
It's
play some Bad Bunny.
Hold on. I have this one song. It's with Nas in it.
Play some Nirvana.
Ooh! Ah!
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun,
Nah. I just, no one's ever put me on. Like, I haven't been around that.
Damn.
I mean, can you play some, I don't know.
Play some Rossi Rock from
2015. Is your shit on the chord? Because my shit's kind of being weird.
Play some Words of Very.
You want to play a song here? I'll let you hear. I just want to have this in the background.
You got to play Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode. Can I put it up on here? That shit makes me want to do blow.
Make you do blow? What song?
Yeah.
Toast to the kings, yeah. Toast to the queens up in here, yeah. The album name, damn, it's a poison. So many people make it poison. Man, the life.
2018, all the poison people, man. Get left back. New year, new us, new goals, 2019. Thank you again, everybody that's listening. Shout out White Will, shout out Rossi Rock, Stilo, Will B. Think about it sexually. Knew a bunch of radio Raheems. Rest in peace. Four finger rings, big as brass knuckles. Haters walk by, try to stab you if they hug you. Lady on the fourth floor hollering every evening. Till she planned up, wasn't having it that evening. He was beating up, she ain't having that. Even one shot to the neck and the jugular, now you bleeding. She beat the case, but damn the kids suffer. I'm dating a daughter, but I have visions of a mother. Project nights, no project lights. Hoping a friend don't try to rob my mom at night. She work hard to bring it to the table. Channel U before we had cable. Campbell soup before I had sushi. Viking shoe before I had the Gucci. 40 deuce for the karate movie. Out of sync mouth moving movie. Sent to the store for a Lucy. Came a long way, not the same one. Salute me. Haters say it must be nice. I say it must be hate. I don't like that line. That shit straight fake. Yeah, I'm talking the 80s, not the 90s stuff. Thomas Real and Jamaica Queens, Ronnie Bumps. Queensbridge Kings and all that. Rowdy white boys with baseball bats. Italians and Greeks on Ditmars. Steinway Street, all the slick cars. I know some fake niggas living a lie. I got some real niggas ready to die.